Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Ah, greetings, ogling quiggers and mamsers and ass clowns of all stripes and whatever, and welcome to you Christian Identity listeners as well. Pretty well, this show is for everybody. People do listen in order to go ahead and get their ass chewed and find out what the hell I'm saying about them. And some of them are here to go ahead and look at the free circus, okay? So, anyway, this is recording number 18, and I read it a second ago. Anyway, you can say Wolf, 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 just as long as you don't say Jewry, 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 because this is not as close to Jewry Springer as you're going to get. And this is number 18. You know, the bowel movement term, you know, 18 is called Zogbots and Typical Educated Wigger Nationalists. And the fact of the matter is that there's a saying among the rest of the world is that Zogling Wiggers take 4 years of college and it takes 40 years for them to get over it. And that's what edumacation will do to you. It'll just turn you from an idiot to an edumacated idiot. And I'm mainly talking about Fade the Butcher / Hunter Wallace / I don't really need to go ahead and say what his real name is. But essentially what annoyed me is that he's gone this past week or so right into having his head up Trader Glenn Miller's ass, along with Wiggersquill and the rest. And Covington, he's asking, well, he's asking about this Robert Campbell and saying that this Robert Campbell is probably you know, a Zogbot or someone who's out to disrupt him. And the answer is, why, yes, he is. So I've been for 16 years in the bowel movement and 15 of it on the Internet. And by this time, I've seen it all. And when these people show up, in any case, you can tell exactly who or what they are. But in any case, you know, and you know them for a fact. And you know what they're going to do before they know what they're going to do in many cases. Okay? New house on Lake Superior. Well, I don't know about Mike Delaney, but in any case, I've heard a lot of people say some stuff about him. I'm pretty sure that Delaney or his little Jew, Mamzer, Turkish Mamzer, whatever, ass clown, Quest, Kaplan, whatever, went ahead and put the dime on PastorLinstead.org because he didn't like what was on the blog, and it pretty well died its last year, and I still haven't got it up and running. Of course, it had about 300,000 visitors, you know, in 1 month. In some cases, it was pretty well neck and neck with whitenationalist.org. So I'm going to go ahead and put it out oneandone.com, and then I'm going to go ahead, since I've got credit for the PastorLinstead.org thing from HostMonster, I'm going to go ahead and demand, you know, piss on your credit. What good is your credit? You know, just go ahead and send me the money here that you owe me. But that's what gets me. I mean, with Zog courts and all these wiggers, essentially what they do is they don't care about the law. They don't care about going ahead and treating others like they want to be treated. And I tell these people, don't come whining, pretending to be a brother of mine. When, well, my own brother is a traitor himself, but and a rather greedy one. But what happened to the website? Well, PastorLinstead.org, along with its blog and its old PHPBB forum, got dropped a nickel on by somebody. And HostMonster went ahead and deleted it because I used profanity. You know, it could be Obi Dorker, but I think it was Delaney because he's the one who was bitching the most about the blog, the late, somewhat unlamented Kurt Maynard's reprint about how, you know, they were another Zog false front. And it disappeared. It went ahead and disappeared just like that. They went ahead and closed it one Monday afternoon. Now, for these people, go ahead and say, well, I got a legal right to do whatever. You're right. But someone like me can always find a legal right to go ahead and do whatever the hell I want to you as well. And if you go ahead and you run a public service and essentially you're not held responsible for what is being said, and that is something that these hosting companies got, If you go ahead and decide to proactively, after someone like myself has been on you for 18 months, and then decide to go ahead and just kick us off without an appeal, don't go whining here when you and your company and your life, your economic life and your physical life, is pretty well held arbitrarily to be terminated because you went ahead and annoyed us. See, that's what happens with Zog here. See, all the niggers and wiggers and beaners sort of think they can go ahead and screw the white man. The white man, being the white man, he's not going to go ahead and put up with that shit. And what Christian Identity, or at least what I'm trying to have Christian Identity do, is say, destroy these people. Destroy these evil people, starting, just like Ezekiel chapter 9, starting with the house of Yahweh first, and then get through our own tribe, our own people, and getting rid of the defectives within that. And then after that, taking care of the Jews and niggers and beaners and muds will be no great deal. So, in any case, this character, Delaney, has gone ahead and come up. And last couple of days... another thing is, well, I was going to go ahead and talk about Faith the Butcher, but I'll go ahead and go with some other stuff, too, here. Last couple of days over on Pisser's Pussy Palace, what happened is that before I got banned, I predicted that Visser's old free hostia thing would become a sender, and I called it Pisser Sender, and I called the new one that I think was paid for by Department of Zogland Insecurity Zogbucks as part of a deal to go ahead and also ignore Pisser's meth use. I predicted that it'd turn into a cinder. It turned into a ghetto. Because I've seen this happen way back several list servers ago. The proof positive was Holy Wars. It started out in 1999 pretty well as, I think, an FBI operative named Cygnus 1/Robert Paul/Norse Knight of around Cincinnati, Ohio, and he invited the late Willie Martin and me to go ahead and show up and post there. And then when May 2000 came and there was no Y2K off, he went ahead and gave it to a one-seedliner named Andy Anderson, who essentially had a bunch of had a sister married Filipino and a sister and their sister married Jewish. From my Gary, he was a Navy corpsman who essentially was a big miscegenator, who hung around Larry Blanchard, who started out as a Methodist to the Little Brown brothers and sisters, and then decided to get into one seed line Christian Dandy and bought in Clint Downey. I think Clint Downey and her little meerkat were always little Klans people hanging around the movement, spying on, trying to cause trouble, just like Liar Bill the Clueless is and was. You end up having all these Zogbots, weak, evil, degenerate people, showing up trying to pretend that they are the movement, and they get to go ahead and say who gives and, who stays. Well, why is my brother a traitor? He's just a greedy waiter who's decided to keep my mom's $150,000 and the farm, in addition to going ahead and getting something, her portion of, the ranch in South Dakota, he ends up getting half of it. And he's not content with getting extra double portion. He wants to go ahead and have it all. So he's been really disappointed that Zog didn't keep me in the nut house or prison forever. And he got an evil little bitch of a girlfriend. He spawned out a kid. She got him by the nuts for the next 17 years. And essentially, he wasn't raised to be a what treasonous wigger, but he was. And the big fight I started in was 2001 when he went ahead and essentially told me that he was glad the government sent our father to prison. So, in any case, I've seen wiggers, and your average wigger is just a piece of shit. Now, I was pretty well listening to, if you want to go ahead and find out how wiggers really are, he had a wonderful reality show. Wonderful in that shows how people Zog call Survivor. Essentially, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they backstab, they sneak, and whatever. And to my disappointment, and went to this Puerto Rican man's wrist for the second time. Essentially, it went to her because she essentially just sat in the back, ran under the radar, and voted for whoever wanted her to do here. And that's how the rat people are. They'll let the white man go ahead and destroy himself, the wiggers destroy themselves, and then they'll go ahead and clean up. But I don't think these mamsers understand that once there is no more white man, you know, once the white man's gone, everything that belongs to the white man goes as well. It'll be the white man's women, the white man's toys, the white man's guns, the white man's food. Everything goes. And then all you are is just you're just a nigger shitting on an island, on a rock in the ocean, just like Haiti. It turns to crap real quick. Okay? So, anyway, I'll go ahead and get to Bill Fink and the rest here. I've got an email. And, but anyway, getting over on Pisser Cinder, what happens? I predicted it'd become a ghetto, as just like Klunt did way back in 2000, Andy Anderson went ahead and banned, the atheist, the Jew, the mad Russian, and then he went ahead and, they'll go ahead and talk about, I shouldn't be listening so much to the chat. But anyway, I try to keep up with it because sometimes it has questions that are asked. But anyway, what happens is that by the time Debbie Downey and Andy Anderson had gone ahead and gotten rid of all the dual feedliners, all that was left was Debbie, Maggie Bell Bitch Butts, from Mississippi, Andy Anderson, and Richard Niemela, a Jew. There was nobody left except a few neutrals. And what they had was a whole bunch of spies. I was spying on them all the time. So, anyway, I spied on them, and essentially what happens, here's old Clunt bitching. The Niemela goes ahead and rat Jew, rat bites her. I don't know, you people have a hard time here. Here you did to me. Well, yes, Clunt. What happens is that he just views you as just an old whore, just an old shiska whore that he was meant to use here against dual seedline Christianity. You were a Zogbot meant to use, and then, hey, once you were used, he didn't have much use for you. But what ended up happening is that it went ahead and got deleted on, Juhu Group. And I think the reason it got deleted wasn't because of any complaint, but really because all these archives were getting embarrassing. And the same thing happened this week to Pisser Cinder. It became pretty well Cinder. Fruit Loop was telling them that, I want you to go ahead and go to the new forum, which I can control. Because he's gotten the money. It's on CPM, hosts. So essentially, we'll have it up by tomorrow. Well, it didn't come up by tomorrow. It's gone. I don't know if they saved it or what they did. Some woman named Amy Rose shows up, and from what I gather, she used to be hanging around Sci-Fi Faber. But instead, here comes Fruit Loop, and he claims that it's one of my sock puppets. Fruit Loop and Pisser, you idiots. See, unlike you, you go ahead and you go according to what your little possum brain tells you to do, and what your little possum brain tells you to do is to go ahead and hide embarrassing posts and go ahead and ban people. And as a result, you've gone ahead and banned me and Pastor John Britton, and as a result, you probably didn't have enough sense to go ahead and write what our actual IP numbers are. So, I haven't gone ahead and posted on Pisser Cinder ever since he went ahead and took down my, quote, uncensored forum. This is what these liars do. So, what happens is that, she shows up. Here comes Obadiah, who knows so well that Pastor Weissmanser ain't me from VNNF here. Because both used to be on VNNF. They both used to be. Obadiah was the gender-challenged lender's favorite tard, and what happened to his wife, Mamzer, was the favorite Balkanoid spam Mamzer Tard from, you know, Catholic Balkanoid spam Mamzer Tard from of 2007 before he got banned. So both these Tards were on DNNF at the same time. They both know each other. And in any case, you know, Obadiah is actually the smartest one of the lot. Liability clueless. I went ahead and seen him on that. And what he is, he's just about an 85 IQ lump of shit. He just sits there. He tries to go ahead and sit there and soak up information and pretend that he's a minister. And one of the things I heard from him is that I'm going to go ahead and get an ordination from Gillette. And all I can say is I doubt it. You know, why is it important to you to go ahead and get a ordination from Wesley Swift and Pastor Richard Butler when you're buddy-buddies with Brian Wright? These buddy-buddies with the pisser, and Brian Wright and the pisser are essentially going along saying that Wesley Swift and Richard Butler are a bunch of Mamzers. If they're a bunch of Mamzers and Christian identity in smaller form, it's a lie. So why would you want an ordination from them? And what it boils down to is I think Lyrebill came down here to go ahead and see what he could go ahead and see. I think he's a Zogbot. But with the case of Ron Clan of Killers, i.k.a. Clan, these people were a bunch of accidents waiting to happen. And most of the people there were Anglo-Mestizo Mamzers. And what they did is that they went ahead and beat up a little 16-year-old beaner. And, you know, I mean, it was not a crime that anybody needed to go ahead and do any spying on. And Morris went ahead and took advantage of the local crooked court. And you know, when you're in front of a court, these people do whatever, you know, the judge does whatever the hell he wants to do. That's what the entire system is that these people do whatever the hell they want to do. Just like in Greece. In Greece, pretty well, what the only reservoir of productive white people, not the frogs, not the Spanish, not the Italians, not the rest of these soft Mediterranean moochers were going to do, but they bailed out, you know, the biggest crowd of Mamzers in Greece that there were. They lied. And their actual deficit was 12.9%, when their deficit was not supposed to be over 3.5%, which could be covered by growth. So essentially, their fat old stupid German bitch, Angela Merkel, went ahead and essentially said, we're going to go ahead and have the German taxpayer subsidize the euro after these Jew banksters have gone ahead and stolen the blind. So essentially what happens is that the banksters, you know, the banksters' bogus bills from Goldman Sachs and the rest, you know, the Jews go ahead and take up with it. Now, I was explaining last week that the constipation bill of goods was set up to go ahead and allow a central bank to be comprised of Jews to go ahead and steal from the Uyghurs from 1789 on. And that's what the Jew bankster, Alexander Hamilton, the half-Jew bankster. His mother was a Scottish whore. His father was a Jew. And that's what he did. He went ahead and stole from the white man. This was set up in 1789 under the Constitution. And the Bill of Goods was just nothing but a lie. And I'm going to go ahead and post something about 1789 about how the Article 3 was left blank as a blank check. So the thieving Federalist John Marshall could go ahead and, you know, claim that it's the courts, the unappointed courts, which could go ahead and tell the Congress and the President what to do, the elected officials, especially the Congress. Especially they can go ahead and rule in taxes and all this sort of thing. Altogether contrary, and they do it for the benefit of Jew banksters and for these mutts. So, in this movement, Jews have always sought to go ahead and take over the movement. And as a result, they go ahead and create all these skirmish lines of Uyghurs and criminals and the rest. Okay? Anyway, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and look at old Matt Twat Drogbot's apology to Lindstedt. And the thing about it is that Obidorker is in the element liabilities claim that I would be worshiping the old Matt Twat Drogbot. And the problem of it is that when you've been in the movement, certainly within Christian identity, certain, you know, people act a certain way. If they don't act a certain way, it's because they don't really belong and they're trying to pretend. And the reason they're mad at you is that you see through their pretense and they don't like it. They don't like it at all. In any case, once Quant went ahead and got rid of that, you know, Holy Wars became a ghetto of just five people posting, and it had about 66 members, and probably 60 of them were spies. I know that I had two or three sock puppets listening in. And I had another one, you know, named Hengist, who was spying, you know, there. We shared an account. You know, I also wonder, I logged in as Pat Henry here, and I sort of thought they'd know better, because my webpage is called Patrick Henry Online, but these idiots are stupid. There's no way to guard an open list server or forum, because if you end up making it public to where people can read it, then anybody can sign up. Now, what happens is a pisser, you know, or Fruit Loop, or I don't know if there is a Fruit Loop visser. I think it might be one of Jeremy Visser's little ass clown aliases or whatever. No. What happens is Hengist sort of betrayed me when I was in the nut house, and he sort of doesn't do much of anything. Besides, he's gotten old and feeble. Anyway, so getting on with this. Where was it? There's no way to go ahead and, you know, guard a forum. Anyway, Amy Rose is not one of my sock puppets. But essentially, they went ahead and said, you know, Obidorker, whatever, said that, you know, he, she was. And the answer is that no. But then again, Obadiah is just simply a liar. You know, it's the smartest one of the liars came on. See, I knew what was going on because when that critter first came on, his profanity misheard Christian identity, I knew that it wouldn't matter if Visser swore up a blue streak, and he did a couple times, and it doesn't matter to Obadiah. Obadiah came in to cause trouble for me. And it hung around and essentially is a rather smart, you know, it's smarter than Liar Bill. Liar Bill is just a rather low-level tard, an 85, you know, IQ tard here, 250 pounds of dog shit and a 150-pound sack. And he doesn't really amount to anything, but you're best off, if you see him coming, run him off. You're not going to gain anything by it because he's not been true to anybody, be it Rod Edwards or Tom Robb or Clint Downey or the rest here. He's just a loveless little tard. And I don't know, I sort of think he's probably a Zogbot as well. Now, Sci-Fi, you know, one thing came up is that Sci-Fi goes ahead and prints up something, and Paul Mullett of Aryan Nations, whatever, and I guess he's back in Ohio. He's no longer in Idaho. But he goes ahead and he hears this crap, and he's siding with old Gerald O'Brien, who's another Zog false front. And, you know, bitch is all Sci-Fi Faber does. But essentially, he goes ahead and admits that him and Visser were FBI informants. They're spending FBI dollars together, along with Hal Turner. Well, how interesting! How interesting is that? And I know full well Sci-Fi Faber's thing here. Anyway, this Solomon, who I think is another pisser sock puppet or close friend, goes ahead and prints that here. Did he own you on Mafia Horse? No. Oh, by the way, I went ahead and a Liar Bill, such a tard here, I set up a Liar Bill, well, Chaplain Bill or Pastor Bill Gmail account, set one up at Yahoo, set one up at Facebook, and then we set up a Mafia Wars account. And after a while, Bill, you know, DeClueless went ahead and betrayed me. I went ahead and closed the, went ahead, changed the password on the Mafia Wars account, the Facebook account, the Pastor Bill, you know, account, you know, and the Pastor Bill Yahoo account. See, the only one I did go ahead and change, but yeah, I didn't know at the time that I was reading, you know, that I had control of Liability Clueless's Stormfront account, but I didn't really have control because that's set to an Agent Online account. So, couldn't really hack into it once I lost it somewhere before January 1st. Because he took to not showing up for a long time, and Roxy went ahead and turned the computer off. And as a result, I did go ahead and lose, not able to go ahead and access Liability Clueless's Stormfront account. Now, like I said before, I didn't really learn anything about it other than, you know, what I knew already is that Clint Downey has absolute free reign to do whatever the hell she wants to on Stormfront's Christian identity theology thread. Now, I went ahead and assumed that Don Black was getting annoyed or embarrassed by Clint Downey's didos. And the answer is, well, maybe he was, maybe he isn't. Jack Boot was sort of embarrassed by him. But essentially, Clint Downey went ahead and whined and pissed and moaned. And this Lycia, who used to be with National Alliance, went ahead and, you know, they're licking twat together here. And goes ahead and brings it back. I just soon died here because then I wouldn't have to spy on it no more. But, in any case, I mean, this, you know, this is the way it is. I mean, the entire movement is filled with Zogbots. And the rest who ain't Zogbots are Wiggers. So, let me go ahead and see if I still got the chat. Okay. Well, anyway, in the case of Pisser Cinder has pretty well, I think, it's been deleted altogether. So here they are, here's Fruit Loop or Pisser going in claiming that Amy Rose is one of my sock puppets when Amy Rose isn't. And the reason of it is that he, you know, I mean, obviously he's either out in that lying, which is quite likely, or the idiot is just going ahead and making a wild ass guess, which is also likely. I mean, these people are not honest at all. Anyway, Pisser, he's back on Aryan Front, so he's like a little possum. You know, I call him a little possum. He's like a little possum, sort of sensing the enemy is gone, and he's back there running around and sucking up some low-hanging persimmons and shit that he can eat. But anyway, Pisser Cinder has gone ahead and pretty well gone the way, you know, gone the way of the dinosaur. Well, on the way of the mammoth, because it's been, you know, essentially deleted. And most of these posts that are embarrassing were deleted. Just like with Andy Anderson in 2002 or 2003, when I think he went ahead and deleted Holy Wars. These embarrassing things tend to start up being missing here. And rather than just go ahead and delete some of it, pretty well, he went ahead and deleted a year's worth of archives. Now, in his old PHPBB form, which is still around, he's gone ahead and changed my name to Martin Linseed and pretty well kicked me off, which is okay. But as a result, they don't even have enough sense. Now, me, on the other hand, I got old Jeremy Visser's account number and email and the rest of it. All I did was change the password. Once I change the password, well, I can go ahead and change the rest of the account, and Pisser can't get on it. And what I do is I take a few things I see Pisser saying, and I go ahead and Linsteadize it and have some fun, which is okay by me. Anyway, now that Dickers always like this show, well, what can I say? You know, first out of one, first out of nine. Anyway, let me see. Okay. Anyway, while I was teaching live, Bill, I was going to try to teach him internet sabotage because he had an AOL account, which has a dynamic IP number. He has a phone phone account, too. Anyway, Lyle Bill, he just sat like a wump. And I don't know, he's, of anybody I knew, he sounds like the most like Trader Glenn Miller. You know, just scared that I might find him and find out who he is and then just go ahead and pull out a gun and kill him. Lyle Bill was talking about what a big coward I am. Well, no, I told him, if you want to come down here, just come on down here and I'll geld you. Now, chances are, if I geld him, I'd go to the nut house, but I probably could kill him without any, without too much trouble because he's been talking a lot of shit about me and, if he's coming down here, it ain't for a peaceful visit. So, Lyle Bill isn't going to come down here, because, the man is just a total coward. If you go ahead and look at him on IKA Clan, you sort of see what sort of character he is. He just sits there, and he sort of listens, and I think he reports. But there ain't, Ron Edwards' Clan of Idiots wasn't, it didn't need Lyle Bill, but Zog is so scared that he goes ahead and has people infiltrate regardless, okay? So, I have to guess what people Martin is talking about. Well, that's probably true. Why do you call him Liar Bill? Because Liar Bill is nothing more than a liar. When he came back, he went ahead and said, well, should I go ahead and delete my, throw him for an account? I said, no. You do whatever you want. And sure enough, he goes ahead and renews it. But, as a sustaining member, that's $60 for 12 months, $5 a month. And when I'm Stormfront, I used to think Stormfront, pretty well paid for itself. I don't think it does. I think that, you go ahead and look how many members. I sort of thought that old Don Black was making $50,000 to $60,000 a year. He ain't. There's only about, I think I count about 60, 70, 80 members. I had enough to go ahead and support probably Stormfront and the rest here. It's just pretty well, just like I think is on most of these things, is that Zog pays the bills. And if you go ahead and send them any money, be it Trader Glenn Miller or whatever, they go ahead and live off this here. But anyway, he comes up with this stupid crap about how I told him he had to hate Downey. I'll tell you, hate Downey. All I said is that if you get on there, just simply go ahead and change the links to where the links, don't lead to, Kinsman Redeemer and the rest of these idiot ass clown things here. He just goes ahead and comes up with this crap. And then he comes up with this crap about how I was trying to teach him hatred here. Trying to go ahead and talk to him about hatred. Look, dumbass, most of the people I end up hating ain't really the Jews or the Muds or the Niggers or the rest. It's stupid Whiggers who have no sense. None. And what happens? Why Bill DeClue just went ahead and lied. And what he is that he's not very smart. He's rather delusional. He goes ahead and tells himself a lie. And then I guess Yahweh don't strike the little stupid little bastard dead, so then he starts believing his lies here. I imagine in some part is that Lyle Bill actually probably thinks that I am scared of him or something like that. I mean, if you go ahead and look at on the Hitler Channel, Clan of Killers, I got massive shoulders and arms here. I'd probably tear Liar Bill a whole new one, if I could catch him. The thing about it is, Liar Bill's so fat, I probably could catch him with my bad left leg and all. So, you gotta laugh at some of the stupid shit. I mean, he's just a delusional. He's none too smart. Anyway, I was going to teach him the internet espionage. I told him to bring his computer down. He didn't do that. So here I was trying to go ahead and get him to be useful and setting up, trying to teach him to set up a printer. He didn't have a printer. He didn't really have anything. And for my guy, he had a car. You know, in 2001, 2002, something here. And it had a dented up fender, and obviously, oh, he's still making payments on it or whatever here. I mean, the man, you go ahead and you visit him, and, you know, he just seems a rather low IQ loser here. And I thought I'd go with him because, well, at least if he ain't too smart, he ain't going to go ahead and introduce any new heresy. But later on, I went to his blog, and it was essentially just stolen from Comparé. But, no, you end up having these liars, and these wiggers, and these hypocrites, and these, you know, clowns, and they act like they think they're so much smarter than you. And I've seen it, is that usually these secret Jews, secret whatever, they think they can tear down a movement leader by nothing but more than a little campaign of lies from the sidelines. And the answer is that no, they can't. I mean, I show pictures of my face. I show pictures of my house. I show pictures of about everybody here. And people have known who I am for years. And what I do is I go ahead and talk about, you know, dual seedline Christian identity quite a bit. And what happens with all these wiggers, and the one I wanted to talk to you about was Save the Butcher, especially. And I wanted to get to him. I'm having to log in, folks, here. Hold on. I'm going to put this thing down so I can log in to chat again. Okay, come on.
All right, well, let's see.
All right, well, it looks like I got back on. Anyway, go over the last, what, month or so, I've been going ahead and listening in. Well, Frank and Wigger, a few other people think that the last one on is Mike Delaney, and usually it's me. Okay. I went ahead and changed it, and I was going ahead and listening to some of the stuff here. I'm going to go ahead and get to William Fink and Matt Swat Zogbot's quote apology. And pretty well cover. Where am I? All right. I have the movement turd number 18 over there. Oh, boy. I think it's the first one on the page here, 51 posts here. Now I'm going to have to log on to there. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Anyway, old Matt Twat Zogbot, you know, that's the name I gave him, because he showed up, last year, early part of this year, he goes ahead and puts in his name, he puts his name, his address, and everything. And, he goes ahead and he dares everybody else to go ahead and give them their name and their address. And everybody else thinks, what the world is going on? Because this is not normal behavior. And it's not. Your average Christian identity person, you know, in many cases, your below ground church, is married, has children, and he wants to go ahead and keep his job. He wants to go ahead and keep his children, so he does not come to the notice of the authorities. These subroofs are going to go ahead and give somebody who claims to be anybody his name, his address, and where he lives, and what he believes in, or anything like that. So I'm a little scared of old Matt Twat, you know, Matt Ott here. And I ended up giving him the name Matt Twat Zogbot. And the reason I was annoyed is he was running around like a possum, you know, like a witless, you know, he was running around like a little witless possum, trying to go ahead and make me turn politician to be nice to old Obadiah. And he was siding with old Judas the Juice, who I think is a mamzer. And Juice, you know, I call him Ulysses Ass, Juice the Goof, you know, Davis of Richmond, Vagina, who essentially was whining that I chewed on their stupid asses here. Now, old James the Just, I was a mamzer. The reason I thought is because of the same reason, that, you know, in the Nuthouse, I observed that no white man, well, white people who don't do anything, who don't do certain things, no matter how nutty they are. But mamzers, and especially niggers, like claiming to be Jesus Christ. They're, you know, if it's a bigger nigger that claims to be Jesus Christ, they'll be the Archangel Michael or whatever else, or something like that here. But white men never pretend to be Jesus Christ or Adolf Hitler or anything like that. Jews like pretend to be Adolf Hitler or some Nazi, you know, more even than like pretend to be Jesus Christ. But you know, over at Stumbling, you know, there was this mamzer named Ixabert here who was running wild pretending to be Nazis. And there were other Uyghurs who was letting them do that. Okay? Anyway, well, that's pretty well what you see about Dwayne here. See, these people come in and they run wild, and they aren't scared of getting in trouble. But they're seeking confidential information on others here. Now, what I've told people the entire time, be it sci-fi, this or whatever, is that I don't go out looking for information. Now, if somebody goes ahead and sends me an email and wants it to be published, I'll publish it here. And that's pretty well the way I did when I was working with, you know, Lewis Beam and Catcher Lane. If they want something published, I'll publish it. Somebody else wants something published, you know, and I don't need to know their name, I didn't keep their email. I go ahead and copy and paste and then delete the email, then I do a defrag on it. Now, that may not have been perfect, but hey, at least I don't know nothing. I don't need to know nothing here. I don't seek out information I don't need to know on. Here's this Matt Twat Zogbot doing. He's fighting with all these mamzers here, and I know full well what's going to end up happening on Vicious Forum. And by this time, you know, pretty well, Gillette's church is safe. And, you know, I mean, pretty well the last one was when Brian Wright came on for the sixth time. Me and Vicious have been dancing together for 6 years. Well, I would not be surprised. Since supposedly Brian Wright comes from Arizona and Visser comes from California, I would not be surprised if they were in the same pod or even cellmates in the same prison together. Because they act, you know, there's people, what's between you and John Bruton here? What is that? Well, they're like married couples. Well, guess what? I mean, Brian Wright and the Pisser was far more like married, you know, was far more like homosexual cellmates than anything else I've ever seen. So here's all these characters, and Matt Twat Zogbot's doing this sort of stupid shit. Okay. And I chew on his ass. I said, look, you know, you're not going to treat me like I'm a whore or a politician to where I have to get your votes. And I've been listening to the last thing here, and Bill really doesn't do it, you know, Bill William Fink doesn't do a very good job of, quote, defending me, and he's lost credibility, all this sort of thing. Well, the thing about it is that I've been, you know, I mean, I was raised not in a Christian identity church, but something that's close, you know, Herbert Armstrong's Worldwide Church of God. And as a result, I know certain things here that John Britton doesn't hear, you know, for being raised in a fourth generation Christian identity church. And what I've seen is a lot of pastoral abuse. And Herbert Armstrong's church gave people a lot of abuse. It'd take up to 30% or better of some poor fool's income and give them a bunch of abuse over, oh, using penicillin or going to a doctor or being divorced and remarried, whereas Herbert was running wild, doing everything that he denied the laity. Little 12-year-old girls can't go to a doctor for a birth appendicitis, so they die. 32-year-old family men die because they can't get $12 worth of penicillin. They die of pneumonia. And Herbert gets an oxygen tent. Herbert gets a pump-up penis. Well, Herbert, if you have a problem with your penis, why don't you just go ahead and put an anointing cloth on? You'd be a whole special holy man here. That sucker should have sprung to life here. You know, he'd be in that great faith. And you being 86 years old, what do you need an oxygen tent? What's wrong with an anointing cloth here from one of your ministries? And the thing about it is I've seen so much hypocrisy, guaranteed under, truth here. Now, as far as Herbert Armstrong's, Christian Israel, notion is very British Israel, I didn't make case that he was right. He was wrong about the Assyrians. He was wrong about the Judeans being the Jews and all this sort of crap. He was wrong about a lot of stuff. He certainly was amoral in accepting tithes here, demanding them. If Jesus Christ didn't accept the tithes, why in the world does Herbert Armstrong get one? But I have seen a good deal of pastoral abuse. And a lot of these people, from Wesley Swift's church, and a lot of them, they've gone underground. So I have seen how normal Christian identity-oriented people act here, be they one seed line or dual seed line. And these people, like Judas the Juiced and Matt Twat Zogbot and the rest of them here, they are, they are either alien or they're typical Whiggers here. This Gerald Winrod or, Gerald whatever here, Mosley. Just another typical Southern fried Whigger shithead with pork fat between his ears. I see, if you've seen one Whigger like that running around as a deacon, you've seen 666 of them here. Judas the Juiced, typical Mamser, wanting to run around and tell white Christian Israelite men how to act here. This Patricia, this Patricia heifer here goes in. I don't know what's the other reason. That's why I said it. No, this Patricia is just a typical Whigger cunt who is running around without any male, without any male discipline, essentially going ahead and fighting with some Christian identity male minister that she has a problem with, and she's hiding behind Bill saying to do that here. And that's fine. The thing about it is that, here these people say, well, you're going to have to fight with William Fink. No, I'm not. And the reason is quite simple here, is that I don't tell William Fink how to run his church, and he'll tell me how to run mine. It's sort of like, me having a fight with William Fink is sort of like a shark going ahead and picking a fight with an elephant. There's not going to be any cage match because there's nothing to contest here. Now, William has come from a Roman Catholic background. And the problem with Roman Catholics is that they bring to Christian identity exactly what they fled. And what that is a love of universalism. So the reason you end up having this Delaney and his pet Mamser is because of this love of universalism, which goes ahead and brings this sort of thing here. So, the thing about it is that I don't think Patricia's Amy Rose. See, Andy Rose went ahead and said something nice about me. And essentially, here comes the pisser. And, it's the Linstead sock puppet. And what happens is the pisser is lying one way or the other. chances are, since the idiot's gone ahead and deleted me and John Britton, well, guess what? He don't know which IP number to look at. He can look at because he has a debolted account here. See, I have a debolted account. I can look at the IP numbers of anybody who shows up. Okay? Well, that what Pisser do? Pisser went ahead and deleted, banned me and, this is therefore, me and Six Killers, so therefore, and probably the idiot didn't have enough freaking sense to go ahead and do a cut and paste before he did it. But what the IP number is. I know what Pisser's IP number is.
Hold on.
Okay, something went wrong with the Dave Ball show thing here, so I'm going to have to go ahead and look at it. All right, so I'll spike here. So every so often, I was going to go ahead and play Wigger Problem, and the stupid thing just went ahead and cut loose on this computer. So what happened to Covenant People's Mystery is that Pisser's still there. He's still Sci-Fi Fable would kill him. Said no, he wouldn't. Let me just tell you who's guest 20 here. Think about Sci-Fi Fable. In Sci-Fi, it's just like what John Britton told me about when he went to this Aryan Nations thing here. Sci-Fi is a total chicken head who runs around and tries to go ahead, just like Red Mike Vandenberg, tries to go ahead and get in front of any parade. He made a big deal about he was going to shoot this asshole German journalist over at the rest of it here. The fact of the matter is that Sci-Fi is a chicken head. Now, if Sci-Fi were to come to my house talking shit, I'd probably kill him right then and there here. Sci-Fi ain't going to do nothing here. You people have all these little notions here. So like Obadiah, this other one here. I go across the country to administer other court beatdowns. No, you don't. You go to some deep woods Christian Daddy person here. Excuse me, I'll come here to give you an other court beatdown from Sci-Fi Faber. Excuse me. I would come the gun from behind the door, an SK or 12 gauge or both, and Obadiah would be furnishing asparagus food here. And why we sold here? Critters like Sci-Fi ought to be gilded on site here. The first time, you go ahead and tell them, hey, look, you can remove one eye, one hand, and one testicle. And we're going to give you 15 minutes to do it, or we're going to remove both hands, both eyes, both testicles here for you being an ass clown, causing trouble. Okay, Sci-Fi, do you have enough discipline to realize that you can probably go through life behaving yourself with one testicle, one eye, and one hand remaining? Or do we have to go ahead and play rough? Sci-Fi is no great, Sci-Fi is an idiot. And so are most of these wiggers. Well, like Lyle Bell, the rest of them. They're just talk. And that's all they all ever will be. You know what I mean? So, anyway, guest number 20. It's probably Sci-Fi or some other ass clown. I'm going to go ahead and close down old guest number 20 because he's an ass clown. I mean, there's no need for going ahead and putting up with this, stupid shit. Yeah, well, guest number 20 left the chat. So they always leave the chat once they can't cause any trouble. Anyway, I'll turn her. The thing about it, here's Sci-Fi. He was right to be an ass clown here. And, Henry gets on. This guy gets on. And I'll go ahead and call him. I said, look, you really do not want to be associated with the Pisser. Not at all. And he pretty well told me what had happened. And I said, look, you had a big church which went, if it had 180 members, within 6 months, chances are that 50 of them were FBI pukes. Or some sort of, you know, I mean, you know, at least a third of them were probably infiltrators. You know, and there's a reason, I mean, you know, getting pulled over in Tennessee on your way back from one of these meetings here, you know, by a nigger highway patrolman and then being accused of rape and whatever here by this lying twat who you were not given a ride to, but, you know, associated with that, that's a good sign to show that some of these people are agent provocateurs. And what happens is, yeah, he got pulled over and he got accused of stuff, but, hey, it was a total lie. He didn't assault or rape her. In fact, he was wondering what the heck was going on. And essentially, it was just all a put-up thing here. So now, you know, now if you've gone ahead and lost this church, which expanded so much in 18 months here, or in 6 months, chances are it really wasn't your church to begin with. Let it go. Stay away. Stay away from the pisser. There's nothing for you there. Okay? So, why do I ban and censor people? Well, I said before here. You know, I mean, look, F22, if I knew who you were, you know, I mean, and I went ahead and I looked at you say, and then if I caught you lying, I'd skin you alive and geld you. You know, but then again, you're not willing to go ahead and take the consequences for causing trouble. Well, as you know, I said before here, my whole goal is to go ahead and don't screw up the Great Tribulation and let most Whiggers go ahead and die as a result of their stupidity here. So, anyway. You know, well, I've never had back surgery. I just have a bad, you know, I have a bad, what, here. 22, why should I take Saber on the bad side? Let me just tell you that here. Let's say Saber came in, just like every other little wigger. I'm going to go ahead and knock off guest number 22. You know, he's obviously an ass clown. He went ahead and came back on after I got rid of number 20. The thing about this is that, let's say Sci-Fi came in. What would be wrong if I went ahead and had his court champion, some 6'5" person who would then proceed to geld Sci-Fi Faber? Nothing. The thing about it, you know, anyway, well, Henry was telling me, see, Sci-Fi has been talking about how he's going to scan in, but he was Richard Butler's last confirmed general. And Henry told me is that he has papers which go ahead and show that Butler found Saber to be such a stupid, idiotic ass clown, he went ahead and kicked him out. Now, chances are, see, Sci-Fi Faber did not come up through Butler. And Sci-Fi Faber lied like a dog by how he came through Robert Miles. He didn't come up through Miles either. Miles was not exactly dual seed line Christian identity. He was sort of, but not quite. And he hung around Butler quite a bit too here. But the fact of the matter is that Sci-Fi Faber who first showed up in the early 2000s when he got, you know, when he was made Augustus Christ's chaplain. So what happens, he never was made anything by Butler, much less a general. Not that Butler really had in him to make any generals or even a corporal. Because the fact of the matter is that toward Butler's last day, all he had was one or two people around him, and they were all Zogbots like Rick Spring and the rest here. Richard Butler ended up paying for his foolishness in allowing all these criminals to come in because he was taken care of and pretty well taken badly care of by a bunch of criminals. There was talk that Butler was dead 3 days before. You know, these people did not care for him enough to go ahead. He was dead for 3 days before they found out he was dead. I mean, it was just like living in a very low-class nursing home, is from what I have heard. In case Faber, Faber, from what I gather, was actually kicked out by Butler, probably at the same time Butler went ahead and kicked out August Kreis. And sometime in 2003, 2004, Faber went ahead and betrayed Kreis, I think in 2005. And essentially, Faber is just another one of these delusional ass clowns here. And yeah, I have no doubt he was accepting blame from Zog. He was in with Hal Turner and the rest, but essentially you don't believe anything that Faber says. If Faber came in, I'd assume he was causing trouble. I'm 52 years old. I don't have to go ahead and fight every single ass clown that thinks he's tough. It's in four here. I mean, if I knew who you were, I'd probably summarily geld you right there, and I'd geld the rest of your worthless family. I already said that Pisser is suffering from pig last testicle eating syndrome. Him is entire misbegotten spawn family. Now, in the fullness of time, this great tribulation is going to take care of all these evil people. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get back onto, the Tombstone Pile Driver. Oh, shit, 24 is back here. I doubt he'd do any such thing here. Go ahead and block me, too. Oh, I might. Look. Anyway, there's just no shortage here. Look, okay, I doubt I'd roundhouse block kick Faber in next week here. Faber has all about three people here. Not the only one who amounted to anybody was this Jessica from Michigan here, and she was only mad because she didn't like Wickstrom. So, I mean, Faber never had anybody at all to speak of. Never will. You know what I mean? So, where was I? Oh, well, guess number 24. Look, I said four here. There's nothing wrong. I mean, if I knew who you were and I could go ahead and trace who you are here and I don't think you belong, well, yeah. I'd probably end up having somebody take care of you here. I don't have any time or patience for ass clowns. I mean, why should you here? What happens is this great tribulation is designed, number 24, previously number 20 and number 22. This great tribulation is designed to do away, weed out, tares and degenerate elements like yourself here. You get to run a wild here. Single seed line. Can I explain the simple ones here? Simple seed line is that single seed line says is that Adam and Eve were the very first people. Dual seed line holds under the Comparean belief that non-whites were created on the sixth day, and that Adam, the first white man with a soul, was created on the eighth day. Okay. Also, single seed line holds there was a worldwide flood. Dual seed line holds that there was just a single flood designed to destroy the first Zog Babylon. Also, single seed line holds the Jews or Judeans or Edomites or whatever. Whereas dual seed line holds that Satan had sex with Eve and created the very first Jew, which was Cain. So there are massive differences here. Between, the only thing that Christianity has is that all Christianity holds is the white, Northern and Western Europeans are the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So that's another. No, why should I get rid of Amy Rose? Amy Rose ain't on my form, okay? So, any case, that's, you know, that's another thing that, you know, pretty well, and I've heard some grousing about William Fink. And one of the grouses I've heard is that he's getting away from the Comperian view of things and going to where these non-whites are not the six-day beasts of the field, but rather, you know, created by Satan and brought over here in flying saucers, or however they were brought over here. And a lot of dual seed line does hold that, but generally, most of your Western and Southern Christian identity holds with the Comperian view of things, which is pretty well settled by 1967, 1968. So as a result, they don't really need William Fink's teachings. They can get fine with what they had under Comperay. So, in many cases, is Comperay 100% correct? I don't know. Is William Fink correct? He might be. But the thing about it is that there is some, you know, and I've tried to explain to Mr. Fink that, hey, there is a Western regional church and dual seed line Christian identity, and there's a Southern one, and I'm really on the main bunch of the Southern ones, even though I was born and raised in Central South Dakota and thus a Westerner by birth. And then there's the Easterner bunch here, like Eli James and himself here. So there is some regional differences, whether or not he believes it or not. So, in any case, there are some complaints here. So anyway, I'm going to get back to Matt Ott. It says, I know I'm putting my neck on the chopping block, so to speak, my comment here, but I feel that I must comment on a synopsis of the Luminary episode number 17 in particular. Why don't see any future conflict with William Fink, the above-ground DFCI church? And I don't see any complaint either. And for no other reason here is that if I did have a complaint, it'd certainly make the pisser and the pisser's crew, 666, rather happy. But there is nothing to really complain about or fight about, because I've already explained how it'd be like, you know, a shark and an elephant having a fight here. And the answer is that you don't see any elephant-shark fights because essentially they're on their own particular territory and, you know, they don't get together to go ahead and have anything to complain about here. So, I've gone ahead and seen a bunch of people around William Fink, and I don't much care for them at all. And that's why I was trying to tell them a couple of times when I've been on, is that, look, where do you get these people at? And the answer is that I don't know and I don't really care. So, anyway, old Matt Ott was going on and Fisher's crew was going ahead and then shitting on him. And I don't know, maybe I'm being unfair to Matt Ott. I don't know for sure he's a Zogbot, but on the other hand, he don't act normal here. Now, some people around think, you know, like this Gerald Mosley, he acts normal. He is just a typical Southern fried shithead with pork fat between the ears. I've seen 666 of that type. And yeah, they're legitimate. But you don't want anything to do with them here if you have any idea of wanting to go ahead and live free, because they tell you what to do in a heartbeat. And then not take your responsibility for the results here. So you let them do whatever they want, because they belong in their own certain congregation. And if you don't like it, then you form your own congregation, which is what I do. And what I've always stood for is for freedom. Okay? Now, anyway, the difference, and Matt went ahead and said that, you know, quite politely here. But I also remembered about how 2 or 3 months previously, here he goes ahead and he threatens to ban John Britton. for making fun of him and Judas the Juiced. And I end up having to call William Fink and call him up and say, hey, look, you gave me a sub for him. Are you going to go ahead and let Matt, you going to let this Matt Ott take it away? And what it boiled down to is, look, look, William, I mean, are you going to let this character pretty well end up making you force one? Because you gave me a sub for him and you said no censorship. Are you going to go ahead and allow him to censorship my friend and myself? And William said, no, let me talk to him. And Matt Ott came back, and he was all pissy about it. He was whining about it. He didn't get his way. He didn't get to go ahead and tell me, the Six Killer, what to do. And then I heard the same shit over there. How dare you? I mean, what happens to that whole John Britton? I went ahead and explained. John Britton was related to Newman Britton. He's his nephew. The family's been around for four generations, which is about the longest I've ever heard. You're going to let some newbie who nobody knows, who's trolling for addresses, censorship or ban him? And what I've done is I've told John, probably best to stick to my sub forms and go over there. So leave it be. But you end up having a whole bunch of wigger punks who think that, I'm so tough. No, dumbass. You're not so tough. If I knew who you were, I'd probably deal with you as a diseased animal. What happens is that a pastor is a people shepherd here. And if I see you act like a diseased animal, I'll make sure you don't breed. I'll give you a Deuteronomy 23, chapter 1 expulsion from Christian Israel. I'll have you gelded. Because the fact of the matter is, if you don't belong in Christian Israel, that's going to be shown, quick enough here. This Judas is Juicy, but he doesn't belong anywhere in there here. So as a result, do I tell William Fink how to run his business? And the answer is no, I don't. Anyway. Well, the thing about it is that it's not so much Fink being an ex-con or anything like that. The thing about it is that he brings in what a lot of people think is Roman Catholicism. And if you got to name anybody who's disliked more than disliked not as much as Jews, it'd be the Roman Catholics. So that is the problem with all these critters, is that they bring in their own stuff and they can't help it. They were raised with it here. That's why I got some of the advantage being raised up at Herbert the Pervert Armstrong's church, in that, yes, I understood at least the one seed line message, but I also went ahead and got within it all this stuff, all this stuff here to where, I have seen a good deal of pastoral abuse here. John Britton didn't see any pastoral abuse because, hey, his uncle and his father and his relatives were the church. They had their own church. And essentially, you don't abuse your own family congregation. So, can Catholics come to Christian Identity Ministry? Yeah, I believe. I believe they can. But the problem of it is, if you come to it here when you're past the age of 20 or 25, you are going to be what you brought in, and you are going to go ahead without knowing it, bring in your Catholic prejudices here. Now, I've talked to John Britton. He said that the problem with Baptist hobbyists, they're like California refugees. and they want to go ahead and run away from whatever, you know, the homosexuality, the women in, you know, the women in power, what have you. But as a result, they go ahead and they bring in what they fled from, too. And Catholics, you know, Catholics, their problem is that, you know, they're usually far smarter than the Baptist hobbyists, but they do end up bringing an unintended universalism to it here. So, yeah. Anyway, so I don't see, you know, last month or so, I have not gotten on, you know, gotten on as Pastor Lentz did to William Fink's podcast here. I've heard a number of things, and well, I got annoyed at this, you know, Maury Patricia or whatever here, and I've seen her kind before, but then again, I mean, if she's useful to Fink, what difference does it mean here? I'm not the one who's rating her. You know what I mean? So, you know, she's wondering what Lindsay's problem is that Lindsay's problem is that I've seen plenty of free-range heifers like you who essentially don't like, you know, don't like men who essentially don't think that much of you here. I mean, you can run wild on Williams and that, you know, William Finks, and that's fine here. But, shoot, I have seen your kind before, and no, I don't have much use for you. In any case, I think, why don't you go on as Amy Rose? Because I'm not Amy Rose. You know, I could go on. I could go on. I could get on William. I could get on, Pisser's Pussy Pals, because obviously the idiot has forgotten my IP number or deleted it here. But on the other hand, what is there on Pisser's Pussy Pals? I mean, I used to know not how to, you know, I don't like the version 4.0 stuff here on there, but, you know, you can't check Pisser's old forum. He's deleted it. All there is is a Google cache. That's all that's left. You know, there's, you know, well, the first forum? Well, probably. From what I gather, you know, sure, the same DNA, I doubt it. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and change it from the Christian and Mandy thing here with Spitzer. And let me just say is that William Fink, I think, is a good, you know, is a good thing for Christian and Mandy. I really do. I think he's come up with a good deal of new scholarship here. Now, just because I don't like the people he's associated with, like Delaney, like Judas the Juiced, like Matt Twat Zogbot. Well, what difference does it make? It's William who has to go ahead and settle what he likes about them here, not me. I am no, you know, I'm not answerable for what they do. And it's William who has to decide what he likes about them here. William has actually done me a favor. He went ahead and sent me on to oneandone.com here, and I'm going to get my Pastor Lindstedt up and going here. Now, I pretty well have my suspicions of who had me out, a.k.a. Delaney, but on the other hand, don't have any, you know, overall proof about it. You know, I don't think, you know, is Matt Ott good for CI? Well, CI stands for confidential performance, yeah. Okay? I don't have any quarrel with William Fink, you know. And I really don't have any quarrel with any of his followers because essentially, you know, I don't like them, they don't like me, so there's no problem. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and go back to what I really wanted to cover is that all these Zogbots I wanted to cover Fade the Butcher, you know, Hunter Wallace, and what I see about all these people trying to go ahead and get in, trying to get into the movement. Anyway, in the case of Fade the Butcher, a week and a half ago, he comes up there whining. Was little I call him a little Rehoboam Wiggers, and it comes from Rehoboam being asked or told, hey, look, your father Solomon imposed heavy taxes upon Israel, and we want you to go ahead and stop. We don't want to pay less taxes. We want to pay not as much taxes. And Solomon knew that Yahweh was getting pretty well disappointed in him, and he had gone ahead and appointed an Ephraimite named Jeroboam as a possible pretender. And Jeroboam had to run to Egypt in order to save himself. Well, Rehoboam asked the old men, and they said, well, hey, look, you really do need to go ahead and lessen the taxes that your father laid on heavy, and you need to go ahead and be a kinder, gentler king than your father was. Because, yes, although he was wise, he was also unwise in the last years with all these women he had and all these cosmopolitan nature. And, I mean, he really was born to the kingship, and he really wasn't like your grandfather who had to come to it the hard way. You need to go ahead and be nice to him. And Lothrop Stoddard said the same thing about the Oriental despot, is that a David would be replaced by a son, a Solomon, and in turn be replaced by a grandson like Rehoboam. And thus, very few Oriental despots managed to remain king for more than three generations. He called it the David, Solomon, Rehoboam cycle. Rehoboam went with his general Wiggers, and they said, no, you need to tell them that you're the king, and you get to do whatever the hell you want to, and, whatever they said, I'm going to make it a whole lot rougher on you, and you people got to get used to it. You know, my father, he whipped you with sticks here, I'll whip you with scorpions. And what they did is that the Israelites rebelled. And 10 of them left under Jeroboam. Now, what Jeroboam did is that, you know, all that was left was Benjamin and Judah. And Simeon was sort of cut off. But anyway, Jeroboam didn't want the Israelites going down to Jerusalem at the temple and possibly going back, so he went ahead and made a whole bunch of Edomites and Namzers and low-born people, ministers, were Levites, in the Levites' place, so the Levites ended up, because they didn't have any place to go, ended up with Judah and Benjamin, in many cases. Well, the same thing is that with this young old Wigger, you know, he goes in and writes some fairly good stuff, but, you know, Fade is an intellectual. And, you know, back in 2000, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, he ran a fairly good forum. He spent $160, and he spent some money for web hosting, and he formed the Fora, which I call Fora Fag Feeds. And he went ahead and appointed a bunch of his little college-educated friends who went ahead and screwed him over, and they took it over, and now Fora Fag Feeds is, I'm pretty well convinced, is a Zog Falls front based out of Belgium, to where they go ahead and keep an eye on white nationalists. And that is the thing about Zog and the Jews. They always want to go ahead and control the opposition. So if they can't control the opposition, they might go ahead and trump up charges like they did me and get rid of me for 3.5 years. But in most cases, they go ahead and just hire David Duke or some other hireling. You know, like I was trying to tell this Henry about what happened to his church. Well, you got 180 members in 6 months. Well, guess what? Chances are 60 of them are Zogbots. And the same thing with, Fade the Butcher. He goes ahead and sees how Trader Glenn Miller is running a wonderful ad campaign. He's on Howard Stern and the rest. He's arrived. Maybe he'll make Jerry Springer. That means we ought to follow him. He's listening to Wiggerswell. Now, Harold Covington has been pretty well kicked off of Fade the Butcher's blog because of Will Williams, who I call Wiggerswell. And the reason of it is Wiggerswell ended up getting a Zog court order to where Covington can't mention his name. So this Robert Campbell was taking advantage of that, telling Wiggerswell to show up, and then that Covington was using sock puppets. Well, okay, fine. So anyway, Covington comes up with a message about this Robert Campbell, and I can tell Covington, if you're listening, is that Robert Campbell is a Zogbot. He's one of Wiggerswell's bunch here, and he might bitch about Trader Glenn Miller, but essentially he's just using that in order to go ahead and cover up and hide. So, in any case, where was I? So, Fade, he goes ahead and he closes up the form, but he clicks a switch here, and he comes up with all this crap about how he doesn't want to put it on here. We ask the reason Fade didn't want to put it on is that he couldn't control it here. See, these little wiggers are invariably little wannabe control freaks here. This show, for example. Now, Covington has about the best podcasting show I've ever heard here. It's 1 hour. It has a music break. It's tightly controlled. He goes ahead and he edits it here. I don't. Essentially, I know what my position is on anything, so I can go ahead and talk for 3 hours on anything, and yeah, I will be all over the place, but I won't say anything that I don't intend to say. Whereas, someone like Trader Glenn Miller, I was listening to Howard Stern here. You Jews are the cause of anything. Well, are you going to kill all the Jews off? No, I ain't going to do that. Well, why not, Trader Glenn Miller? They're the cause of anything. What are you going to do with it? Oh, I'm going to ship them to Madagascar. Well, why should the niggers in Madagascar have to put up with Jews? I mean, isn't that the era's problem here? Is that essentially, the United States and every place else went ahead and forced Jews on the Palestinians, mainly Khazar Jews at that, who never had any real living, not even as Edomites underneath there. What these Khazars were actually Hittites who'd gone ahead and reformed another empire, and just like the Galatians and the Celts had gone ahead and destroyed the original old Hittite empire, so too did Stanislaus destroy the later Hittite / Khazar Empire. Essentially what you had was a bunch of Jews running around, Canaanites. The Hittites were Canaanites. Looked like Jews, because they were Jews. Looked like, some of them looked a lot like Brian Wright, Pisser's pet manzer. But getting on from that, they were what they were. They were spawn of Satan, irredeemably evil. So why are you doing this, Trader Glenn Miller? And the answer is, you don't want to tell Howard Stern is that, hey, you're going to go ahead and kill him. So Howard Stern has you on. He knows that you're a traitor. But he's having fun with you. He's making you look like an ass clown. He's making white nationalism look like an ass clown, because most white nationalism is an ass clown. All it is solipsistic Quakers who love themselves, who worship themselves. In any case, anyway, where was I? By the way, the pisser is stirring. He's over on Aryan Front as of May 6th here. He's like a little possum here. He's sort of woken up here to go ahead and eat some low-hanging persimmons and low-hanging shit. But in any case, going on. I go ahead and I look at this sort of thing, and he comes up with a stupid crap Where am I at here? I'm going to get over to it. Let me see. White nationalist. Okay. Occidental dissent here. What happens on the 6th of May, for some reason he's having problems with TOQ online here, and he goes to Texas here. And at the least here, what he's doing is that he goes to Texas, and here comes Wiggerswill. You know, thanks to Robert Campbell. So Robert Campbell goes ahead and gives us stuff here, and what he is, he's just a little zogbot for Wiggerswill and the rest of them. Okay? So they go ahead and fight, and old Fade, he don't know how to go ahead and just put it on MP3 player. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, MP3 player would be simple, but he don't make it simple. So it goes on to about 40 here, and then Tom Metzger shows up. Anyway, Tom Metzger shows up, and I don't have any problem with Tom Metzger, even though he don't like Covington. Okay? But he points out and says, hey, we're not going to go ahead and get along because we, in many cases, these people, you know, these internet warlords, I mean, it's just like Barron. It's just like, well, libertine party politics. Every little Barron wants to go ahead and have absolute control over, you know, his particular bunch here. So, anyway, I'm looking at this sort of thing. Metzger goes ahead and says his part here, and I don't blame him for not liking Covington, because Covington has given him a hard time. Okay? So, Metzger don't much care for David Duke, and that's one of the things that old Fade the Butcher was yapping about. Okay? But, anyway, where am I here? I'm going to look at this store thing here. Anyway, you end up having all these Whiggers. They're going ahead and yapping these young Whiggers. And this Fade the Butcher's thing here, and it was a movement turn of 16.5. Essentially, what you end up having, you have all these young Whiggers talking about how us old-timers who've been in the movement can't get along. And the reason we can't get along is because we've had all this crap, you know, going on here. Anyway, what was the Wiggerswill hack lawsuit about? What happens is that sometime in the 90s, Will Williams went ahead and sued Covington. And supposedly he's claimed that Covington called him John Doe number two or something like that. He went in front of a North Carolina court and essentially got a default judgment against Covington. And the thing about it is that he's never collected on it because I don't think it's practical outside the bounds of North Carolina. In fact, there's a lot of people who thought that the whole purpose of the lawsuit was just ways of just simply running Covington out of North Carolina, you know, which is where he was born and raised. And Covington, if you read his novels, write quite a bit about problems that he had with his own family and the rest of it here, and you can read as little or much as you want into it. But what I've made fun about Wiggerswill, who was connected at the hip with Trader Glenn Miller, is that Wiggerswill relies on Zog Court to get what he wants. Now, some people go, well, so you go ahead and you sue in the Zog Courts to get what you want, and the answer of it is that I sue in the Zog Court expecting that I am going to lose, and I am. I need to go ahead and work on this brief. But essentially, thanks to Trader Glenn Miller, an overtly white man like me is not allowed to run on any political party ticket here. And I was not allowed on March 30th when I went up there to file as a Republican, thanks to Trader Glenn Miller's, you know, nonsense. And on the 12th, I was removed from the Libertarian Party ballot. And essentially, the Democrat, the Republican, and the Libertarian Party are saying that if you're a white man, you cannot run for political office. And this Jew judge is allowing that to happen. He's allowing them not to go ahead and file any briefs. And I have asked for summary judgment. You know, both can go against the statute, which allows these people to throw people in jail so they can't run, just like they do in China and Russia and Zimbabwe and Missouri. And the second one is that, hey, look, these political primaries are supposed to be open to anybody on the basis regardless of race, color, creed, or religion. My race is white. My creed is white nationalism. My religion is dual seed line Christian identity. Therefore, I should be able to run as a candidate on any particular ballot, and certainly for a federal office. If a white man is not allowed to run, then therefore the other white men do not get representation from me, and therefore they should not be taxed because they're not represented by a racial patriot like myself. And that's the argument I have. But all through the time here, you end up having these people, libertarians, Republicans, Democrats, assuming that the white man must be their slave, you know, must be their slave, and that we have an obligation. And they come up with this crap about the social contract and the rest here, which has as much relationship to do with actual political reality as the divine right of kings. After Charles I got his head chopped off, followed 150 years later by Louis XVI, and then 130 years later by Tsar Nicholas II, pretty well this horseshit about the divine right of kings died along with Charles I, Louis XVI, and Nicholas II. It had no basis in reality, and nobody believed this shit anymore. And this crap about a social compact to where, guess what, the white man must be the slave of niggers and Jews and beaners and the rest here. Well, in any case, how do we know? Oh, my God, Lord. Looks like guest number 28. You know, it was being an ass clown. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and ban that goofy bastard. Anyway, they'll show up probably as guest number 29. Anyway. The thing about it is that yeah, Cromwell went ahead and bought in the Dutch banksters. But guess what? Did Charles II kick him out? The answer is no. You would have thought that if he had such a problem, you know, with the Dutch banksters that Cromwell went in, he'd kick them out, but he didn't. Didn't kick any of them out. They've gone ahead and let, I mean, all these decaying oligarchs, rulers or drillers, have let these Jews in. Because these Jews go ahead and acted as tax collectors or acted as banksters or whatever for them. You know, even though the end's in sight here. I mean, the end is in sight. If you're an average German here, yeah, I guess it don't make pay for you to rot here, but guess what? You've been screwed paying off Goldman Sachs here on behalf of stabilizing the euro by adding $1 trillion and bailing them out. But anyway, getting on, you know, where was I with old Hunter Wallace? He goes ahead, and he ends up having this Robert Campbell. He ends up having the rest of them here. And old Hunter says, I've known since the old times, you can't seem to get along. The under 35 crowd doesn't have this problem. We don't expect the crossing faction of white nationalists to unite some sort of common front. That will never happen because the ego's involved. The goal is to create an organization so powerful, strong, and successful it will observe all the remnants. It will observe all the remnants by default. Look, fade. You've been kicked out of your own freaking forum that you went ahead and founded here. The thing about it, is that maybe you'll learn not to go ahead and trust an informant when you're in prison because of that informant being raped by a nigger. And like I made fun of him, I said, look, Fade is going to be the oldest wigger punk ever here. You know what I mean? He's going to end up having just like all these little 17 and 18 year old wigger punks. He's going to end up having a swastika and an eagle tattooed on his back and two SS runes on both butt cheeks. The way he's going. You know what I mean? But it goes on. I'm looking at this sort of thing. I mean, the first silliness from Warrior Swell and the rest of them here. He goes on. Let me see. Okay. Warrior Swell comes on at number 68. And I'm looking at www.OccidentalDescent.com 2010/05/06 Radio Free Virginia Snatching Defeat from the Jaws of Victory, number Tom Hill. And that, that's the link here. And by 68, he's going ahead and yapping all this stupid crap. I mean, Wiggerswell hates Chris Chandet. And the reason he hates Chris Chandet is he's an Anglo mestizo. He's a drunken Anglo mestizo who, some people call him Humpo Old Bill or Humpo Old Swill because he beats his wigger humps. So like April Gady and the rest here. I mean, shoot. I just think she dumped his ass. He got tired of beating on her. And that's what he does. He supports Trader Glenn Miller. He hates Christianity. He has a delusion, so he's going to go ahead and defeat Christianity. And you can't tell where you're swimming nothing here. Trader Glenn Miller hates Christianity because there's a lot of PO. Christianity, people like me, don't forgive them for writing out other people, for writing out people in the movement. Especially Chris Arnett, you didn't even accept any money from him. Or didn't even give him any money. But he went ahead and betrayed people in the order. They have no, it's a cheap microphone, no, it's a cheap cell phone. Anyway, also I guess number 29. Amy Reid, I like open dorkers having fun. Anyway. Well, I don't know. Usually most of your Anglo mestizos, and there's a lot of them. Essentially, they have a way by their behavior. They cannot hold their they can't hold their liquor, like Trader Glenn Miller. Essentially, how they treat their women folks. They end up beating on the women folks here. So yeah, I think what proof do I have? I guess none. I haven't done a genetic test. If you want to go ahead and say it, I haven't done a genetic test on Wiggerswell. Haven't at all. Okay. Well, that's what Anglo mestizos is, a term that Eric Thompson has used. And in any case, the thing about it is guest number 29. I mean, why don't you go ahead and get your own program? Why don't you go ahead and say what your real name is? I mean, just because I don't have, the thing about it is I do more than censorship or ban you. If I could find out who you are, I'd geld you. Okay? Anyway. I'm going to pee in the jar and send it in. In any case, I don't know. I don't really know. All you can do is judge people by their behavior. And if they don't end up acting white, you assume it's because they're not. Wiggerswell hates Christianity. He hates Christianity. In general, he hates Christianity in particular. So you go ahead and you look at him and, hey. It doesn't really matter why. You know what I mean? Let's say he's a total, lily white, pure wigger. Wigger Swill is. Does it matter? Does it really matter? Anyway, he goes on, Stafford defended Covington, you know, defaming, you know, biological racist or something like that here. And then, let me see. Give him hell on your congressional bill, you know, bill. He says, just listen to this podcast. You tell your listeners that Linstead and Williams are going at it and the Occidental Defend Forum. He says, I'm not going out with Linstead or anything else. You invite me at ODF to discuss National Alliance activism, something I know a little bit about it. Then Linstead queer strings as usual when he is allowed my post start going to your trash section when Linstead hangs out. I've never posted to your trash section, Hunter. I know you're personally entertained by Linstead, but you really shouldn't give the impression to your readers that I'm going at it with Linstead in your forum while I'm doing nothing of the, you know, of the sort. Okay? Now, somebody says it was because he called Will gay in the first place, which is why. No, Covington didn't do that here. The thing about it is that Fall Pipe person, you'll get default judgment on it here. Anyway, all these people are whining about, you know, slander or something like that here. There's a bunch of other stuff here. He goes on to say, your first big mistake was giving nutty ex-con Mad Dog Linstead a voice of your forum. Look where you're swell. If you think you could do better on your own form, create your own form and ban me. Okay? Your second wildest thing is someone like yourself in the same movement as you and Harold Covington, that we will thus follow your first commandment, everyone get along. You say there are four people fighting, Williams/Miller versus Linstead/Covington. Why do you perpetuate that illusion by giving Linstead a voice and repeating what he scribbles? It is a false illusion like the one Linstead perpetuates with OD that I'm in cahoots with Linder. Linder permanent me from VNNF because Will Williams is always right. Turns out I'm right along. A lot more often than not. It's not that difficult knowing what I've come to learn. Hunter, you say you think Covington said Williams was the third OKC bomber. You say Williams sued Covington. You think Williams might have won. That's why Covington can't talk about Williams. Tee-hee, yuck, yuck, giggles young Pippi in the background. He has no use for old guys. Most old guys I know would have little use for young Pippi. Pippi thinks that getting along is what's most important for the movement. It's not. There is no movement currently. The National Alliance was a movement. It was hijacked and destroyed. Anyway, Quaker Squirrel, he's bitching here because essentially I end up having a voice over on, you know, Fade's forum. And yeah, occasionally I do. I've had a few posts removed, something like that. But he's whining. He's whining about that. Do I allow any people to come in and talk with you? Sure. I want people to come in. Well, I don't really care if you go ahead and disrespect me or not here. But if you're going to go ahead and do it, I'd like to have a name and who I'm actually talking to, not some little Jew or Wigger or Zogbot. Go ahead and yap about Marty's a chomo, Marty's a hypocrite, Marty's a liar, Marty's this, Marty's that. I don't really need to put up with stupid crap here. I have had people on this forum. I lied to Pisser on the forum. Especially the Pisser went ahead and lied and lied and lied, which was fine by me. Okay? So, guest number 25, if you want to come on, you want to give me your real name, or at least give me a handle as to what you are talking about, that you might mean something, no, I have no problem. Okay? Guest number 25. Guest number 25, I'm just simply asking if you're going to go ahead, if you're going to go ahead and talk, you have to go ahead and pay some sort of admission fee or some sort of due. Now, there's a lot of people. I mean, you know, they just sort of like pig life here. They sort of think that they can go ahead and do whatever the hell they want to, and that, you know, as these criminals, if they go ahead and hide what they've done, that they won't go ahead and have to pay for what they did, which is bullshit. I mean, my theory about, you know, police and lawyers, government workers, is that essentially you skin out every single one of them here for the crimes that one of them did. And that way, if they see one of their fellow pigs committing crime, they'll kill the pig. Jerry, if I look at here, what you do is you skin out 666 wiggers for the misdeeds of one regime criminal. And on the April 9th House of Ahab, I went ahead and pointed out how scriptural. I've had people say, what does it say you can murder or torture or rape or do whatever here against the enemies of the church of Christian Israel? And the answer of it is that Yahweh doesn't specify how you put criminals to death. You just do. You put the criminal, you put the regime criminal as entire family to death, and anyone who supports that regime criminal. And it doesn't say how you go about exterminating and destroying them. Actually, if you go ahead and are quite ruthless with the police, with the lawyers, and the rest here, that means chances are the rest of the Uyghurs learn real quick. Don't hide, don't cover them. Don't let them hide, because if they hide among you, there's going to be a lot more pelts being taken here than if you just simply give them the regime criminal up in the first place. Anyway, you know them, the Weissman? Well, if you're Pastor Weissman, go ahead and say it is here. You know what I mean? For the record, I'm looking at this sort of thing here. Anyway, Compre was a San Diego City attorney here. But then again, Compre has been dead since 1983. He is a totally different, Look, let's say you end up having a policeman. And that policeman decides, he's a white man, he decides that he's going to go ahead and kill a bunch of his fellow policemen so that him and his family don't have to die. Would he be a policeman left anymore? The answer is no. He'd be just like Bill. Bill used to be a policeman. What do you think? He used to be a policeman. If he'd remained a policeman here, he probably wouldn't be in Christian Dandy. And therefore he'd still have to pay the price that a policeman would have to pay. But he's not a policeman anymore. He's on our side. From my side, I'm a policeman. I take the name of Felix Dzerzhinsky, who was Lenin's policeman. So the fact of the matter is that when I'm talking about policemen and lawyers who have to die, I'm talking about regime criminal lawyers. I'm not talking about a lawyer who goes ahead and signs a skinning warrant against a regime criminal. Now, later on, when things settle out, there's not going to be any lawyers who have a special license to go ahead and rule or a monopoly license to steal over our people. And there will not be any policemen who are running around collecting tickets and stealing from people or anything like that here. Among our own, we're not going ahead and exterminate 90% of the Uyghurs and all the Mamzers and Jews in order to go ahead and set up another mighty evil dog empire. In fact, we believe that Jesus Christ will return, and therefore there will not be any need for policemen or lawyers. Going ahead and talking about making exceptions for certain policemen and lawyers is sort of like the Sadducees asking Jesus Christ. Which one of the brothers was this woman married to? Jesus Christ said, don't you know that in the kingdom of heaven there's neither marriage nor giving in marriage? Same thing in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. There are no policemen and there are no lawyers. The answer of it is that defining or something like that, but if you're saying that I need lawyers to enforce your rule, then obviously you're not Christian identity. Anyway, guest number 30. Oh, he's such an ass clown. Get rid of him. Anyway, so, you know, guest number 27, the fact of the matter is that you sound like you're not Christian identity because you believe, you know, I mean, you sound like you don't believe that Jesus Christ is coming back to go ahead and make sure that all mankind is, not all mankind, but that the elect are not saved. You know, that's another thing about how you can go ahead and find out that these people who may be associated with anybody are Christian identity or not. Because if they go ahead and they think, you know, using the same old terms under Zog's rule, about how things are under Zog's rule, and they assume that they're the same way under Jesus Christ's rule, then you end up having somebody who does not understand Christian identity at all. I doubt that there's going to be policemen and lawyers under the kingdom of heaven, under Jesus Christ. Now, what I'm talking about is a way from where we're at to go ahead and get there. But anyway, I'm going to go back to, away from the chat room and go back to Covington. Well, not Covington, but Wickerswill and Hunter Wallace. He said, we tried to have a discussion about National Alliance. I went ahead and I posted that essentially William Pierce was nothing other than, was not a revolutionary, but like Robert Friend said, he was actually just a bookseller for profit. I point out that the original, you know, the original, in any case, okay. In any case, guest number 27, he's straightening me out, which is okay, guest number 27. In any case, where was I? Robert Friends went ahead and said that that William Pierce was not a true revolutionary. He was actually more of an intellectual and bookseller. We went ahead and sold trinkets. I went ahead and brought up how the order allegedly gave him $400,000, which is the figure that is used. Katja Lane, when I used to talk to her, used to go ahead and occasionally fulminate about little phone books, you know, phone booth jurors with $400,000, which is, I think, pretty well what the figure gave. See, she was married sort of to David Lane, and around 2002, 2003, she got tired of them Zog harassing her children and herself for being David Lane's wife, so she packed it up from Idaho, and she moved back to Secaucus, New Jersey, where she'd come from, and pretty well left there. And somehow Billy Roper ended up getting David Lane's stuff, along with doing the See Pastor Butler Before He Croaks tour with Rick Spring. So I've had some, you know, I've had some distrust with, you know, Billy Roper, even though I think he's, you know, particularly the most able one of the lot here. But I was pretty well telling him that, hey, look, Pierce was not the end-all and be-all of white nationalism. He just simply allowed Wickerswill to go ahead and play his little game because he was as good as what he could get. Okay? So, anyway. And there's some people leaving off here. Anyway, going on with old Hunter Wallace, he says, as for contributions, Original Descent has never raised a dime before this weekend. Original Descent will evolve into an activist organization in the next year or two. The knowledge of movement veterans about activism and organization will certainly be helpful, but it's not finished, because we have another knowledge base to draw upon. We're going to do this anyway. If we have to build everything from the ground up, we will do it. Well, look, see, the problem of it is that you got to wonder where this money's coming from. Generally, your active white nationalist people who are real, they have their own lives and they have their own families and they have their own things to do. They have other things to do, and as a result, they do them. They don't go ahead and play games. They don't do all this sort of stuff here. So, if you end up having some contributions, chances are there's somebody who's telling you not to go ahead and do this sort of thing. And this is what I'm wondering here. I mean, I got to wonder here about old Fade. He claims he has four or five people working for him. He's rich or something like that. So, okay. He, you know, he's whining about, number 71, about bitching, about how we were going at it or anything like that here. Well, I didn't go ahead and say, want to go ahead and ban Wiggerswell. What Wiggerswell says is nothing to me. You know what I mean? He goes on and says, I sent Glenn Miller some real financing just last week, $50. He's a real thing, arguably the most successful activist with the most popular support in the region which you aspire to lead activists since John Singleton Mosby. Miller's successful outreach is worthy of support. He accounts for every penny in donations received, as verified by Ron Doggett of Richmond, another of the most successful activists in your region for decades. Miller is showing you Gen Millennials how exactly out of sight Zod is. What do? You end up the most notorious old-time loser and disruptor of the past 35 years in this region as exemplary, and he's hiding somewhere in a secret bunker in the West Coast, posting to you and Jamie, we're number two, careful discussion boards, as Bob Redesell. He can't come home to the place of his birth because I and all those other Jew lawyers he says I have hounding him won't let him in. I'm a rip in your movement's ass, aren't I? Careful who star you hit your leg into, Hunter, or on January 1st, 2011, you could find yourself in the wrong camp, a Calvinista surrounded by some of Winstead's true Jews. Don't say you weren't armed. This is what gets me. Why in the world would anybody associate with Traitor Glenn Miller? Why would anybody associate with somebody who associates with Traitor Glenn Miller? Traitor Glenn Miller had $250,000. What did he do with it? He went ahead and went on a literature campaign. He went ahead and went on one hell of a drunk. He went ahead and he got a whole bunch of automatic weapons and explosives. And he got caught in a trailer house, drunk and pissed in his pants and puking all over himself, like usual. In Ozark, Missouri, and what did he do? Less than 3 days, he was going ahead snitching for a drink. And then a couple years later, he was going ahead snitching at Fort Smith against everybody who'd gone ahead and helped them, and some people within Christian identity who hadn't had anything to do with them, trying to send them to prison. And you want to associate yourself with a rat? Do you want to associate yourself with someone who supports rats? Why? I agree with Wiggerswell. Careful whose star you hit your wagon to, Cutter. Because if you continue to do it, you're going to be associated with Traitor Glenn Miller. Wiggerswell goes on and he whines about, the internal struggle which ideology will prevail. Christianity or nature-based biological racism has been settled in your own mind, perhaps. Look, Wiggerswell, you haven't accomplished anything. You've drunk a lot of beer. You drunk a lot of liquor. You beat a lot of Wiggerswell sluts. But, you support Terry Glenn Miller. I mean, where is that going anywhere? You know what I mean? Well, I think the fact of the matter is that Wiggerswell and Traitor Glenn Miller are, pretty well Anglo mestizos together. Both from North Carolina, both Zogwings. So he goes on, and then he says he's real glad that I, for one, am certainly glad to see that Northwest Front Link has been removed again from the original dissent blog roll. So it's the confab of conspirators was held in Austin. Take that as a positive sign, Mr. Trainspotter. So I guess Hunter went to this Austin thing, and they took down Covington's Link to original descent. Even though... Okay. I'm going ahead and reading this sort of thing. Anyway, these characters go in, and there's most people bitching about Covington and the rest of them here, and Wiggerswill is pretty well having his way. Trader Glenn Miller shows up at number 78, says, "Attention, Hunter Wallace. You'll become the leader of white nationalist activism within 2 years. Why not now? You vowed to become. Why not now? Do you plan to go public or remain anonymous? If the latter, how can you lead activism without your activists, followers, contributors know who is leading them? None of them sneak up on the Jews scheme, I hope. My advice for 24 white national writing candidates for the U.S. Senate 2012. Form them up now and begin building a war chest to buy airtime for radio campaign ads, which each of 1,000 radio broadcasts will include a recruiting spell and contact information for your activist organization, as well as bad mouthings of the kikes." Then he goes on and says, "I've broadcasted 227 campaign commercials on 8 Missouri radio stations, as well as 11 talk show invites, include the Howard Stern, Alan Colmes, Nick and Bubba shows, which have spoken directly to 25 million people, 8 million for 25 minutes on the Stern show alone." Each of these broadcasts has gone ahead and done this stuff here. And then check this thing here. Well, you know, the thing about it is, though, Trader Glenn, is that for all your great leadership, what have you accomplished? Now, you sent a few of your friends to prison. Didn't send as many people as you wanted to send to prison. You've gone ahead and done a movement snitch here. But talk about what you're going to accomplish in Missouri. You're 40 miles east of me. Now, how many people do you think are going to go ahead and vote for Trey Glenn Miller in his own county when his son went ahead and killed, not a cop, but someone, you know, some 55-year-old good Samaritan who was trying to help his son? Trader Glenn Miller went ahead and raised somebody who murdered some poor, stupid 55-year-old Wigger who tried to help him. What sort of person is that here? Why do you want to be associated with something like that? Trader Glenn Miller is an embarrassment. The reason, that's why they want him to go ahead. I went ahead and went on. And I wasn't moderated. It was episode 16.5. No cutter, he still don't get it. And then he goes ahead and he posts over to Occidental's Dissent the following. Let me go ahead and click it. He says, "Frankly, I don't know what I'm doing at the moment. That's a major reason. I know I can acquire the knowledge, skill set, and experience to launch a professional activist organization. I project a learning curve of 2 years before I'm confident I will be ready. I want to concentrate on media for a few years, identify people in the targeted area, get them organized to doing something. I believe the social network must precede a real activist organization. It takes a few years to go ahead and identify and get them moving to do something. I need a secure revenue stream to finance this organization. This is easier said than done. A public activist organization will immediately come under financial pressure. Again, I have nothing to work with, so I'll be forced to create a model from scratch. I predict this will involve real world businesses which ostensibly have nothing to do with the movement. Number 5, sure, I can combine real world activism with financial security. I will go public with my real identity." Dumbass, everybody knows your real identity. They know your real name. Alex Linder goes ahead and broadcasts it all the time, you dumb shit. It used to be on your Four Fags Thebes webpage here. It's part of the Who Is thing here. Using a pseudonym here. You're not fooling anybody. You're not, certainly not fooling Zog. "I listened to your interview with Howard Stern. Your website probably got a lot of hits. People come to VNN, take a look around, laughed out loud, and left never to return your camp. Your campaign message was something to the effect you're a bunch of do-nothing scum and your children should despise you for it. If I ran, you know, Trader Glenn Miller, oh, by the way, Trader Glenn Miller, the only children he has, the only male offspring he has is Faggot Glenn Miller, because the other, you know, two Anglo-Mestizo criminals didn't last very long. It was a high point in my day when I found out in March of 2007 or 2008 that his Angelo Mestizo's son, had gone ahead and gotten into a shootout after murdering a Uyghur Good Samaritan with the pigs and lost it. So all he got left is two sort of off-white females and Rabanger. You know what I mean? If I run for office, I'll be using a more tactful message. Fragrantly insulting voters probably isn't the best idea. I'm going to do everything the smart, intelligent way. Before I throw my hat into a ring, I want to know exactly what I'm doing, have a realistic strategy, a realistic shot at success, and experience some financial backing to succeed. And to which I say this, Cunter. You're talking to somebody who's gone ahead and set it out to where white people where an open white nationalist is not allowed to run for United States Senator, which is the easiest thing to run. You see, it's easier to run for a federal office because you don't have any paperwork. If you run for a federal office before you spend $5,000, you don't have to report anything to any ethics committee like you do in Missouri. See, in Missouri, if I ran for a state office, be it state rep. Missouri has the most state reps of any place here. It has 163. Only Texas has more. But it has the far fewest number of reps per terms of population. If you run for anything from state rep to governor, you not only have to go ahead and answer to this Missouri Ethics Commission, file a financial disclosure statement, but you have to go ahead and go file to the Department of Revenue that you don't owe any taxes to either your municipality or anybody here. So, the easiest way to run is to run for a federal office, which is what Trader Glenn Miller done here. Now, in 2004, I was trying to get him to run for United States Senate, and he said that his keepers couldn't handle it, i.e. his parole officers. Oh, and by the way, over on VNNF here, Trader Glenn Miller is having his bodyguards go to post office box. Look, I got Trader Glenn Miller's address, in Marionville or in Aurora that I post on my webpage. Everybody can see it. He has bodyguards go to a post office box to collect his check. His campaign check. And here's old Cunter Wallace talking about, supposedly him and me fighting in a Walmart parking lot. That wasn't going to happen any more than liability clues was going to go ahead and come down to beat me up, or Sci-Fi Favor or Obadorker is going to do the same thing. Good for they're not going to come. They're not going to come to some place here where I can get to shoot them for free. You know what I mean? Like these cowboys used to say that if the Lord had met me to go ahead and fight like a dog, he'd give me long teeth and long nails instead of a Colt six shooter. Of course, I guess they sort of thought that the Lord had provided them with Sam Colt to provide them with a six shooter. But anyway, the thing about it is that here he is having his bodyguards go, to collect his checks at his Springfield P.O. box number every couple of days. Well, that's your tax dollars work, ain't it? And look, how many votes is Trey Glenn Miller going to actually get? And I will be surprised. I mean, the closest I've seen was, in 2006, he got 23. And this was before his son went ahead and shot dead this Good Samaritan. Before he went ahead and got in the fight, gunfight with this pig. You know what I mean? People would respect him if his son had gotten gunfight with the pig and killed the pig, and then the pigs killed him. Should he wounded the pig in the neck, but first he went ahead and killed an unarmed 55-year-old tattoo artist or something like that. He was known as a Good Samaritan here. He killed the county Good Samaritan here. So I may vote. I may write. How many people are going to go ahead and actually? I think I want to vote for Glenn Miller. Answer: he might get two votes up in Kirksville. He might, you know, I don't think he's going to get any votes here in Newton County, McDonald County, anywhere. Because if you're a writing candidate, that's just an excuse. See, Zog wants to pretend that the white man has a chance to go ahead and run as a writing candidate. And it doesn't matter here. He's trying to make himself the great white nationalist leader. And the Order made the same mistake. Now, if he can't go ahead and get elected back when he was allowed to go ahead and run openly on the ballot before he went ahead and screwed things up in 2006 in Missouri, if he can't do that with $250,000, how's he going to go ahead and get it with Wiggerswill sending him $50 and a bunch of VNNF TARs sending him money? How's that going to happen? How's that going to happen? Not going to happen at all. Anyway, the O'Connor, he goes ahead and he responds as if Glenn were big buddies. And I got to say, I said, look, you know, Hunter, the problem of it is that you're just like every other little wigger. You sort of think that you've been hatched and that all these hatreds, they just came out of nowhere. In many cases, they did arise out of simply people, you have a bunch of alpha males and they're not going to get along with each other. Okay? Now, within the genuine Christian identity movement, I can get along with William Fink quite well. The reason I get along with William Fink quite well is that I don't even think that I have to go ahead and like William Fink supporters, because I don't. William Fink's genuine here. Now, my problem with Visser, it wasn't even over. It wasn't even over him, conspiring with Sci-Fi Faber to kick me out. No, my problem with Visser started when for the fourth or fifth time he has that dirty line manager, Brian Wright, come in, and they're plotting to go ahead and remove John Britton from being senior pastor of Morris Gillette's Church of the Sons of Yahweh, and the reason they want is they want to go ahead and try to get $400,000 that's locked up in probate. It was thievery. It was thievery, which pissed me off about Visser. All this other stuff here, I just assumed that I was dealing with somebody I couldn't really trust here. So when I found out, and I knew he was plotting against me, way back when here, he's trying to go ahead and get in good spot now. That's no big deal. It's no big deal. The fact of the matter is that I'm a pastor. The people who recognize me as pastor call me Pastor Winstead. And the people who don't like me, they can call me Marty. They can whine. Oh, by the way, Liability Clueless here is yapping about how Marty was bullied as a child. Look, Liar Bill, when you talk stupid shit like that, you're telling far more about yourself than you're telling about me. Because the fact of the matter is that, hey, I was one of the bigger children in my class. Right now, the one who was bigger is the one who's still the biggest here. He's 6'3", and I'm 6'2". So when I was, young, I was a good size here. So I didn't have any problem with bullying. But I can imagine a little 5'6", fat little chubby kid who was rather stupid, having a lot of problems with bullies. So a fat, little, stupid kid living in St. Louis in Niggertown, whose sisters took up with niggers and spawned nigglet nieces who you might or might not have been accused of molesting. I can imagine some little, stupid, little, fat wigger kid. Fat, stupid, ugly little wigger kid probably did get bullied quite a bit. But, Liar Bill, when you go ahead and you, you point, you go ahead and you point the hoof at somebody else here. You forget, like the Jew, the three hoofs are pointed back at you. I mean, all the stupid crap you talk about Marty, Marty, Marty here is pretty well telling much about you. You don't seem to understand that. But getting on, you know, getting on with Fade the Butcher. Everybody knows your real name. Or they can find it. Zog certainly does know it either. And if you can't do any better than William Pierce, who got $400,000, and I point out that William Pierce, of all the people who got money, he did the best with it because he betrayed the fewest people. I quite imagine that from my guy, William Pierce was a frugal man. And he spent a good deal of his meal. He might have spent, you know, his own biographer admits that after he went ahead and got a brown paper bag full of Franklins, and I'm not talking about stoves, from Bob Matthews, next day he went down and paid $90,000 cash for his estate in Hillsborough. So, yeah, he's a frugal man. But then again, Zog probably knew about it. Scatchelaine knew about it. She was bitching about it. And everybody in the movement knew about the $400,000. So chances are Zog knew about it. So as a result, it's just like DNNAF, the sperm fry, or the rest here. Essentially, we'll pay the hosting bill. We'll pay you a little sinecure, lender. Don Black, David Duke, and you keep an eye on these lone wolf retards and, you know, maniacs and the rest who's getting on sperm front and VNNF air, and you keep an eye on them, and you tell us what's going on here. And you have the same thing that ends up happening at Elohim City. I end up pointing out that of all the people, Pierce was most like was Pastor Richard Butler. Because he ends up having, you know, in Elohim City. National Alliance was sort of like Elohim City for creators and cosmicologists. I think they call them cosmotheologists, but I call them cosmicologists here. Even though I don't think that no cosmetology is going to go ahead and make a creator skinhead wigger look cute, or Anglo mestizo look cute here. I sort of think that, you know, rather typically ugly skinhead creators, I think they're beyond any cosmetology help. that even with 4 years of, you know, trade screwing. But you do got to laugh. I mean, you do have to laugh at these people who actually act like Pierce accomplished something here. You know what happens is that even before Pierce died, Robert Franz and everybody else was saying it's going to fall apart within 6 months of Pierce's death because he hasn't trained up any good successor. Butler at least tried to go ahead and come up with a successor. He went ahead and nominated Newman Britton to be a successor, and then Ray Redfern. Certainly didn't, you know, with August Christ, Ray Redfern had enough sense to go ahead and make peace with Butler. August Christ knew that he was not going to go ahead and ever do well, so he was somebody who Zog was trying to go ahead and make the new head of the Aryan Nations, even while Butler was still alive. That's how the Jews go ahead and try to do it. They try to go ahead and make all these movement mini-Führers. And if you don't go ahead and kiss their ass here, why, hey, you're not going to go ahead and get any, you know, I'm not going to get any time on Howard Stern. Traitor Glenn Miller is, because Traitor Glenn Miller is a farce. Traitor Glenn Miller is a crock. Traitor Glenn Miller is a rat and a traitor and a thief. Hal Turner? What happens is Hal Turner at least had enough sense here to go ahead and admit that he was a Zogbot. I think the, you know, FBI was sort of taken back, you know, because, hey, Hal Turner was supposed to go ahead and tell people, you know, talk out of tail like that here. Talk out of time like that here. But save Hal Turner. He was supposed to have a trial on August 12th here, his third trial. That didn't show up. So guess what? Zoll decided to just go ahead and leave it be and essentially told Hal Turner, well, hey, you just crawl away here. The less said about this shit, the better. And we'll go ahead and give you a third trial if you'll stop going ahead and bringing up this crap about here. Sort of like this Hunter Reed militia. They ended up getting locked up on the 30th. So basically, it came to town, you know, it came to light here, even in front of a federal judge, that, well, the FBI doesn't want to go ahead and, you know, have these people claim why the hell they were arrested here. It was an agent, FBI agent provocateur, and it was a false arrest. And essentially, hey, we want to keep them in jail away from the press. And guess what? The case is falling apart. Same with Hal Turner's. But, you know, the thing about William Pierce is that doubtless everybody knew that he got $400,000. So as a result, he was under pressure. And just like these people, they don't even sit here. I mean, I can hear Red Michael Van Der Kuyk whining about it. It was a hotbed of stitches and the rest of them here. And just like Lewis Dean, Catch Lane went ahead and said, hey, you know, Martin, I know you got an invitation to go down there, but you have no reason to go down there. And they were right. And I never went. Because it would have not only been disobedient here, but they would have caused them to wonder why in the world he was going down there, knowing there's just nothing more than a bunch of Zogbox Asian provocateurs. And it wasn't because these Elohim City here people were bad, evil people, even though I don't think Malar was white. I went to see him here, and there was quite a lot of Mamzer in him. There, you know, he'd talk about monkey people, and he'd look like a monkey himself. He started out as a Canadian Mennonite of some sort, but shoot. Oh, he is a character. But I don't think he was altogether white, so, I mean, there was no reason for me to go down there. Certainly not knowing that it was full of Asian provocateurs, but the thing about it is, were those people particularly evil? No. They just, you know, they'd seen what happened to David Koresh, and they didn't want to be killed by the FBI and the BATF, so yeah. Of course they snitched. Of course they knew that Carol Howe was an informant. And yes, of course they knew that A.J. Strassmeyer was up to no good. What choice did they have? Yeah, hold on, I gotta go ahead and do a little chore here. Hold on. Folks, I'm about to have an Archie Bunker moment here. Anyway. Yeah, well, if you're hearing something here, well, it is exactly what you're hearing, okay? So, getting on with it here. I'll sit right in front of the computer again. Well, Martin had let the cat out. John was talking to somebody. Well, they call him Cosby Solius here. You know what I mean? Well, old man's right. He sort of headed out here. But what I want to talk about is that you end up having all these wiggers, and they show up, and they think that this time will be different with them. And the thing about it is that no, it's not different with them because you're still Wiggers. Michael Crichton in Jurassic Park, and in his books about biologists let run amok, think that each time that things will be different this time, that things won't be the same because they're so much smarter this time here. They're so much smarter than the people who lived in the Middle Ages. They're so much smarter than the people who lived 20, 30 years ago. And the answer is the Whiggers are still Whiggers. They think they're smart, but actually they're dumber than God. No, they're smarter than God, and they're dumber than dirt. And they make the same old stupid Whigger mistakes. And that's probably end up what happens with, Fade the Butcher here. You know, the guy couldn't even hold on to his own form way back then. But the lack of success in the white nationalists was essentially attributed to the people involved in the movement. How hard is it to host a dinner at a restaurant once a month for people in your area? How hard is it to create a state-based Facebook group for racialists? How hard is it to host a weekly book club? Well, not hard at all. Did you see William Pierce doing that? The answer is no. Nope. It's Whiggers that are the main issue. You know, I do need to settle down. And I was going to go ahead and buy a karaoke. I was thinking of buying a karaoke machine. But I don't think they have a Dave Ball. I don't think they have a Dave Ball instrumental thing here. So I was going to go ahead and sing a bunch of stuff here. You know, I mean, I was going to go ahead and sing Wigger Problem. And then I was going to go ahead and sing another one called I'd Like to Gel Nick's a Burt for those people who are over on Stumble In. As opposed to Beer Barrel. But, hold on, I'm going to go ahead and read something I've seen here a while back ago. Okay. Where am I? Okay. Let's see. All right. I had somebody, the person here, he's going ahead and said, this person here came in, sent me a private message. He said that the small man's control group over at Visser's has really been a show. Visser really allowed them to run his form into the ground. And I think that Visser was one of them, starting out with Brian Wright. But, and I'm sure Pastor Bill is very excited about being a mod again. Yeah, they made the idiot a mod. Weissman and Obadiah, they both came from VNNF here. And, in any case, going on, if this person went ahead who sent me the message here, I hope that you're doing okay, and I hope that you're one of the guests who showed up. Okay? And the answer is that I don't really know who, Hitler failed because it wasn't time to go ahead and get rid of the Jews. The Jews, they're here because Yahweh allows them to be. And the reason Yahweh allows them to be is that so the heaven won't be cluttered up with Whiggers. So if Yahweh wanted to go ahead and deal with the Jews, he could go ahead and deal with the Jews yesterday, today, tomorrow, anytime he wants to. You see, unlike most of the bowel movement Whiggers here, I don't think there is a peaceful solution here, and I don't look for one. I have a little thing in my mind's eye saying, don't mess with the Great Tribulation. And that's what is with all these Uyghurs looking for a great bowel movement leader. They're hoping. They're hoping they can go ahead and get a white country back. Well, you know, Frankenweger said by dressing up, in little Nazi costumes and making ass clowns of themselves. And I've been to these rallies. 20 Uyghurs protected by 100 pigs against 400 niggers and muds and Uyghurs and Jews. That's not no way to go ahead and get back your nation back. And the answer is that there is no getting back Zog. See, Zog, this is not the first Zog Babylon. As far as I can tell, it's the third one. I wouldn't be surprised if Yahweh made a big deal about Noah being a perfect generation. Now, Noah had to marry his first cousin simply because by that time, in Genesis chapter 6, there were hardly any white Adamites living in the Tarim Basin at all. You know, that's what Christian Daddy says. They're living in what became the Tarim Basin, where you have all these white mummies that are being found. And they want a nicer Zog. They want evil empire light. And he ended up having to marry his own here. Now I remember when I was a single seed line wondering, well, if Yahweh doesn't like race mixing, then what is this Herbert Armstrong's notion here is that Japheth married a yellow woman and Shem married a white woman and Ham married a black woman, and that's why, you know, Eve, why she was the first female. She was like the first female, and she married the first female. She went ahead and gave all sorts of colored eggs here, and all these people were that. And I was thinking, well, if it's such a big deal about Noah being a perfect generation, then why in the world would you end up having a multiracial, multicultural love boat? Was the ark a place where the sheets, it was like the love boat where the sheets were changed? I mean, I remember in the 80s here, the love boat was on here, and I used to joke about how they changed the sheets every day at the love boat. And I didn't much care for the love boat. I thought it was a totally boring, idiotic show. And I thought it was stupid. And I never watched it, but, you know, it'd be on ABC, the Ashkenazi Broadcasting Corporation. And was the Ark like the love boat? Do they change the sheets every night? They just have a multiracial sexcapade here. And then when they got free after that, they expelled a bunch of nigglets and beanerlets and gooklets and wigglets or something like that. I mean, what's going on? And dual seed line makes the most sense. Well, you end up having the same thing today in that they are going against the white man. They're trying to destroy the white man. They're saying that the white man cannot run for political office, cannot run for federal office in Missouri, thanks to Trader Glenn Miller, among other people. They're saying that the white man can't say the police are going to go ahead and arrest the illegal beaners in Arizona. Can't have that. We're going to boycott you if you do that. We're going to go ahead and say it's illegal. The white man must be the slave of the beaner and the nigger that's coming in. And the stupid niggers, they sort of support the beaners and, you know, don't figure out is that the sooner the welfare gives out because the white people can't pay for it, the worse here. From what I gather, California is in very bad shape, and so is Arizona. So what's going to end up happening about that? The answer is not going to look now. So, the answer is that generally, among white people, they are the Adamites. They're also the ones that go ahead and give birth to Zog here. Zog is not found in Africa. Today, Zog is not found in Africa. It's found in the United States. It's not found in Russia. It's not found in China. It's found in the United States. So what you have Israelites here, sinful Israelites. You go ahead and allow the non-whites to The racial aliens be raised real high while they're brought down real low. And every single little Whigger thinks that if he goes ahead and sells out his brother Whigger, that they, you know, that they'll go ahead and be the last ones to be killed and eaten by the niggers and beaners. It don't work that way because there are not very many Whiggers left here. And they're not able to support themselves, much less all these niggers and beaners. So things are going, you know, badly here. And the problem with white nationalism, you end up getting a whole bunch of little Whiggers, and they hear about how wonderful it was in the days of William Pierce. Oh, if we could only go ahead and do that. Well, William Pierce wasn't able to go ahead and get anything done in terms, you know, and he had $400,000 in 1984 or 1985 dollars to do it in. If William Pierce wasn't able to do it 25 years ago, in terms of dollars from 25 years ago, $400,000 here, how's Hunter Wallace going to do it? Or Fade the Butcher, using the blog and that, with a bunch of other little Whiggers playing their little game here. You know, a little bunch of Rehoboamite Whiggers. Because, essentially, the young Whiggers of Rehoboam, they did not do Rehoboam any good here. They told him to go ahead and be tough on the people of Israel. And the answer is about 60% of the people of Israel said, you know, Rehoboam, you can shove it up where the sun don't shine. We're not going to obey you no more. We're not going to go. You're not going to go ahead and apply the taxes your father did. And what happens is that your little finger isn't going to get a chance to be bigger than old Solomon's loins, or you're not going to go ahead and chastise us with sticks or scorpions or anything. We're saying to hell with you, and we're going our own way. So, in any case, it's around 119 here, so it's, you know, usually I run about 3 hours. What do you end up having in white nationalism? I call it Whigger nationalism here. You end up having the Christian Identity people who are relatively secure, although you have to watch out for Zogbots and Baal priests and the rest here. But generally, in Christian Identity, if you don't belong, you get found out quick enough here. If you don't believe it, well, you know, ask this or what happened. He got found out real quick. He got, you know, I mean, you're not allowed to have, you know, in Christian Identity, you're not allowed to have a pet Jew. You're not allowed to have a pet Mamzer. You're not allowed to have a pet nigger. You're not allowed to go ahead and spy and sneak and lie, because sooner or later you'll get caught. Dual seed line is almost impossible, because even if you do, if you are pure white here, your behavior will give you away. If you show up, I mean, you don't know how to act, everybody will see that you don't know how to act, and you will be kept out here. Now, among the neo-Nazis and the rest of them here, these clowns, they have no idea how to act here. None. Don't know anything about how to behave at all. So what they do is they go back for the good old days here. Well, the good old days weren't so good. William Pierce didn't really accomplish anything. His National Alliance fell apart within 6 months. Because after he was dead, he was gone. Anyway, yeah, I'm about to go ahead and Linderstein, Pagan Ray, and the rest of it here. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, wrap it up here. I am going to go ahead and cover, one thing that they were yapping about. Chester Gold. Let me see. Where am I? Okay. Where is that thing at? Here's this guy named Anchorage, and you know, Anchorage activist here. Supposedly out of Anchorage, Alaska here, and he's a big supporter, you know, of Linder and Trader Glenn Miller and the rest of them here. And he sort of thinks that we need to have activism. We need to go ahead and litter people's lawns here. He's, you know, he's deeper in love with Paul Mellett, you know, Mellett of the rest of them. And, oh, by the way, Paul Mellett, I mean, he's not as objectionable as Gerald O'Brien and Sci-Fi Faber, but on the other hand, why in the world would anybody send him money? I mean, I'm quite sure he already got plenty of money coming in to go ahead and go about his literature activist. But they're bitching about Chester Doles, who got thrown in jail. He used to be part of the National Alliance crowd, and the guy's been screwing around on his wife, you know, who had 12 kids by, and she's gonna go ahead and divorce his worthless ass. And here he is bitching at Chester Doles after he got out of prison. And he's heading back to prison the way he's going. And he's bitching that they came up with $4,000 to give to him, and he spent it not on a pickup truck, but he spent it on a sports car, on a Corvette. Okay. Why in the world do you people act, you know, surprised when ungodly wiggers act like ungodly wiggers? What's the big deal to where you can't understand that wiggers act like wiggers? Now this guy probably, if he spent 5 years in prison, is he's probably become institutionalized to where he just don't know how to go ahead and act good anymore. You know what I mean? But anyway, the fact of the matter is that with Wigger nationalism, you end up having a bunch of Wiggers, and what these Wiggers do is act like Wiggers. And there is no saving Zog from itself here. So get this out of your head. Things have gone way too far. And even if you aren't Christian today, you ought to understand that. The actual bill for all this stuff that's coming down that ain't going to be paid is in the tens or hundreds of trillion dollars. And there's no way to pay it off here. And you end up having probably the white population, even being generous with it, probably isn't over 40% of the population. So how's a third world population going to go ahead and pay for first world bills? And the answer is it's not. California is on the earth, you know, from my gather, they're not giving people their refunds, their tax refunds are due. They're keeping them. And rather than go ahead and, you know, kick the beaners off, they're going ahead and trying to keep the beaners on welfare in California. Shit is not sustainable. It's falling apart. So if you're in white nationalism, stop trying to go ahead and form something that didn't work back when Trader Glenn Miller ran it with $250,000 of order money, and William Pierce ran it with $400,000 of order money. Even if somebody was going to go ahead and rob a bank here and give it to you, chances are you don't know how to run it here. What you need to understand is how to go ahead and survive for yourself here. And there's not going to be any great white Wigger leader who's going to go ahead and bring back evil empire light. Things are going to fall apart, and it's way past the point of no return to go ahead and change it here. So, if you're Christian identity, stay underground. Stay in your churches here. Go ahead. If you have extra money, don't be giving it to anybody. It doesn't cost very much to go ahead. Now, if you want to go ahead and support somebody, support William Fink to a limited extent. But for my guy, he doesn't, you know, his server doesn't cost that much. And as for my guy, he's just pretty well using it on brain power. And it's rather cheap here. You know, my bill for 3 months came to $24.95 for one and one. And I'll go ahead and get Pastor Lynn set up pretty soon. Okay? And I'll have Aryan Nations, you know, Aryan-Nations-Missouri.org up and running pretty soon, too. So I don't need your money. And don't send Trader Glenn Miller any Jim Beam money or beer money or Miller Time money or anything here. You know, unless you go ahead and give them in-store shit to the Brown Derby in Springfield here and tell them that, you know, he's got to go ahead and buy a whole case of Jim Beam here and drink it up at once here. One dead drunken bastard. Anyway, Frank Lear, he's left. And, he should have bought a bus. Well, he should have bought at least a minivan, or maybe he should have just bought a Geo Metro. That's what I drive, but then, I have four grandkids here. But in any case, folks, save your money, and don't expect, spend your money on yourself, on your children, on your family, on your own personal stuff here. Don't send any bowel movement minifigure. They don't need it. And I found out over the years that I don't need a whole awful lot of money to run things here. As long as I have internet access, I'm able to go ahead and run things for, $1,000 a year. And that's what I spend on my little hobby. Okay? So, in any case, I gotta make fun of old Country Walls, but I also went ahead and made somewhat fun of some of the people in Chris Sandetti. Well, some people claim to be in Chris Sandetti, but who don't belong there. In any case, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up and say, Hail Victory, may Yahweh bless. Good night.